and online at am760.net.
Swearing in Iraq's parliament.
Yes, Iraq is bleeding, but today was a step in the right direction.
Putting U.S. foes on notice.
If we feel threatened, we will make the first strike.
Get ready.
The basket at one. What a reverse. And it's 11-0
for March Madness.
Millions betting billions on the brackets.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The Iraqi government has taken another tentative step. Pomp and prayer in Baghdad this morning, but as Nick Mayo reports, beyond taking their oaths, the new members of parliament did little.
The new MPs were sworn in, and that was pretty much it. They don't seem to have agreed on a speaker. There's still no government, there's no cabinet, there's no agreement on the prime minister.
Well, U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says this is a delicate time for the fledgling government and it demands care.
We have to be patient with them, but keep pressing them to get on with it and to come to decisions on these issues as soon as possible.
Now, the country's been racked by sectarian violence that's claimed hundreds of lives. Overnight, another 27 bodies were found in Baghdad. Again, Nick Mayo.
Dozens of bodies have turned up all over Baghdad. It seems if 27 bodies have been found in one day, well, that's perhaps a slowing of the rate of murder.
A raucous reception down under for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Protesters denouncing the Iraq war at the University of Sydney, Rice was nonplussed.
I'm very glad to see that democracy is well and alive here at the university. I'm also especially glad to note that democracy will now also be alive and well at the University of Kabul and at the University of Baghdad.
President Bush spells out a new blueprint for national security today, and it underscores a doctrine that generated heated debate when it was first outlined. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
It's the doctrine of preemptive war, first strike against terrorist or terror states that could threaten the U.S. CBS News security consultant Randy Larson notes it was already put to a test, a controversial test when the U.S. invaded Iraq.
Many people feel that we did that for the search for weapons of mass destruction that were never found.
In a letter that opens the 49-page document released this morning, President Bush says America is at war. He describes his plan as a wartime national security strategy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It hasn't happened since 1979, but in what appears to be a major policy shift, Iran says it's prepared to start talking directly with the U.S. over the future of Iraq. And how is the patient today? In pretty tough shape, says the largest study yet of the state of the nation's health care. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick has the details.
This study, which was looking into disparities in health care, found that nearly all patients are at risk. Participants in this study received only 55% of recommended care for their conditions.
That was true no matter who you are, whether you were black or white, rich or poor, insured or uninsured. Everyone is at risk.
Health experts blame an overburdened system, but lead author Steve Ash of the VA in California says doctors need computers.
Survey shows that only about 25% are practicing with an electronic medical record right now.
Because of that, many doctors aren't aware of their patients' medical histories. Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
New details and allegations are surfacing over a drug trial in London that sent six men taking part to the hospital with serious side effects. Here's CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
The Times of London says Boston-based Paracel appears to have ignored UK medical guidelines specifically warning against administering a new drug to all recipients at the same time. And Oxford student Tom Edwards says he pulled out of the trial because he felt lab employees were pressuring him.
Telling me that I needed to sign at the bottom and then we could get on with it. And it was three or four times that he told me to do that, which I wasn't comfortable with.
With all six men still in intensive care, the race is on to find an antidote. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's 4 past the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are off to a good start this morning. I-25, 225, and 6th Avenue all checking clear. Moving along fine on I-70, the Turnpike, and C-470 at the moment. And around town, things still pretty quiet on the diagonal on Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayline are trouble-free to start off your drive. And checking out the forecast, going to see sunny skies today with highs in the 50s. We're at 27 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, progressive talk.
Lease a 2006 Audi A6 3.2 with Quattro all-wheel drive for just $519 a month for 36 months, which is $3819 due at signing. Tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer for details or call 1-800-4-AUDI.
What is it that has the left all fired up? They don't like the fact that the president is willing to protect this country because of terrorism.
How can you tell me that the Democrats are weak on terror and weak on security when they're willing to make the commitment and your party isn't?
Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz. The Ed Schultz Show.
Give me a break. Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there. You create that what if, what that, what.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Give me a break.
Files, sponsored in part by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. And by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. There's nothing so vile or so loathsome that some people won't do if they can find a way to do it and make money off it. In the case revealed yesterday by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, a sting operation has resulted in the arrests of 27 people, 13 of them in the United States, 9 in Canada, 3 in Australia, and 2 in Britain.
Over the past few months, undercover investigators infiltrated an international internet chat room that was being used to facilitate the trading of graphic images of child pornography.
Specifically,
including live streaming video of adults sexually molesting children and infants.
Those victims identified are now in safe custody.
7 victims of molestation have been identified. The youngest was less than 18 months old.
More after this. Many have long pondered the reason for Mona Lisa's enigmatic smile. I suppose the answer is she was just one of those lucky people who liked her job. Like the accountants at Grant Thornton. Their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement has made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. If, like many entrepreneurs, you have dreamed of launching your own online store, but always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seemed so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com wants you to know it doesn't have to be at all. HostwayBusiness.com will design and launch your online store or redesign your existing one for as little as $399. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. With the Internet as its main instrument, says Greer Weeks of the National Association to Protect Children,
child pornography has become an enormously profitable crime globally, and there's a huge domestic demand for this product.
This crackdown is long overdue, says Ernie Allen of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Child pornography has exploded with the advent of the Internet, and we really need to use these kinds of aggressive, proactive method to shut these things down.
Allen says he has nothing against the Internet.
The Internet is an extraordinary resource. We recommend that families and children use it and explore it. But there's a dark side, and we really need to wake up the nation and get parents more engaged, more involved.
This case is just the tip of the iceberg, says Attorney General Gonzalez.
Sadly, as evidenced by the details I've described today, there is clearly plenty of work left to be done.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
The Osgood File, March 16th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power. We're peddling as fast as we can.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies. And it's nice to have you along during the hour of no power as the sun starts to climb in the sky. And we look forward to another really nice day. Boy, I just sound like it, don't I? Like a typical morning man. And we look forward to another nice day this morning. Yeah, okay. You want to know something? And I'll share this with you because I really feel like this is a special hour. And those of you who elect to get up this time of the morning, I mean, I went on this jag for about 3 or 4 months where every morning, for no apparent reason whatsoever, I thought I was Mike Nelson and I would analyze the weather every morning. Well, you know, the high today is supposed to be about 25 and it was about 18 when I was driving. And, you know, there's got to be people out there who are saying, you know, Jay, look, we just don't give a damn, okay? We just want to know what the temperature is. Forget it. All right, so now here's my latest thing this morning.
And I used to work with a guy who did this. And I also know of another talk show host who did this a lot. But I am not kidding you on this. And I'm going to bring this forward. I'm going to say something about this. And I know the people who tune in maybe at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning are not going to hear this. So they're not going to be able to figure this out. But I'm going to say it right off just the very beginning here that I got medical problems. You know, I really do. Okay, first of all, like we suffer through the cough, right? Now that seems to be receding. And I think I'm going to have to go through one of those tests, and I'm sure a lot of you have been through those, you know, where they test your, they give you those skin things, you know, the little shots, the little deals, and they see what you're allergic to, because that seems to be what it's about. Well, now, for some reason, over the last couple of weeks, and here's the reason I bring this up. There is a point to this, okay, to this medical malady madness of mine. I somehow have bruised and or screwed up my wrist on my right hand. I mean, to the point where at midnight I woke up and it was killing me. Now, for guys who do mornings, well, that's sexist. Okay, for people who do mornings, because there are plenty of women who do mornings too. Sleep is an important thing. I mean, it's important for most people, but it's like, you know, when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay, I mean, midnight is like, oh my God, I got a couple of more hours worth of sleep before I get in. This thing was killing me. It was so bad that I went downstairs in search of a leave, of anything. It was so bad. The reason I bring this up is because if you sent me email yesterday, if you sent me email the day before, if you've sent me email any time this week and you have not gotten an answer, and I can't answer all the email, but I do read it and I do try to answer as much of it as I can. If you haven't got any email response from me whatsoever, it's because I can't type. I mean, I can't answer you. I can't answer my sister in California. I can't answer my friends in radio around the country. I can't answer anybody. So if you sent me email and you didn't get an answer, and you think, yeah, see, okay, Mr. Big Shot, the guy never has time for anything. You want to know something? I do have time, but I just can't type. And it's really hard to do it left-handed. And I could barely get dressed this morning. Because if you're right-handed, right, you just depend on everything with your right hand. Suddenly, if your right hand is knocked out, you can't brush your hair, you can't comb your hair, you can't brush your teeth, you can't do anything. So I'm struggling this morning at like 2:30, 2:45. I'm struggling to try to do all this stuff. Then I unload on poor Mary, you know, and I'm up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm whining. All right, so, you know, I had to bring it out. So if you email me and you don't get an answer, it isn't because I don't want to answer you. It's because I can't answer you, okay? I have been silenced. And I'm sure there's a lot of you that wish that I'd lose my voice, too. My vocal cords would go away, so I'd be silenced off the radio. All right, the big news here this morning, and there's a ton of stuff to talk about, as there is every morning. The big news this morning is the White House is in a tailspin. The Bush administration is in a tailspin. George W. Bush is in a tailspin. There are two separate polls out. Both of them are bad. The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll is out, and it's bad. Only 37% approve of Bush's job performance. It's his lowest mark ever in the survey. That's a two-point drop since the last NBC Journal poll, and a one-point decline from his previous low of 38%, which was back last November. In addition, check this out, just 26% believe the nation is headed in the right direction. That's a tie from the previous Bush administration low, which also occurred in November. With more than 58% believe Bush is facing long-term setback from which he is unlikely to improve, 26% think he's experiencing only a short-term setback, and 11% say he's dealing with no setback at all. Now, you know, those 11% must be listening to what? What are they listening to, Alice? Or Jack FM or something, so they have no idea what's going on? Here's the other thing. As the midterm elections get closer and closer, you know what? The electorate, the people who are polled, prefer a democratically controlled Congress over a Republican controlled Congress. How about that? Now, that's in the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Now, there's another poll out. This is the Pew Research poll. You can go online and get this, by the way. If you Google Pew Research, and you can go check this out, and it goes into great detail. It says Bush approval falls to 33%. And Congress earns a rare praise for the Dubai ports fallout. In the aftermath of the Dubai ports deal, President Bush's approval rating has hit a new low, and his image for honesty and effectiveness has been damaged. Yet the public uncharacteristically has good things to say about the role that Congress played in this high-profile Washington controversy. Most Americans, 58%, believe Congress acted appropriately in strenuously opposing the deal, while just 24% say lawmakers made too much of the situation. And while there is broad support for the way Congress handled the dispute, more Americans, listen to this, more Americans think Democratic leaders showed good judgment on the ports issue than what they say about GOP leaders. That's by 30 to 20%. Oh, you know, don't you want to drop to your knees? And don't you want to wish God that it was November now? Imagine if the midterms were held now. I mean, we'd be in the driver's seat. Because we're beginning to turn out to be in the driver's seat in public opinion. I mean, things are bad in the White House. And of course, there's this rumor that there's going to be a shakeup, and the White House denies this. And the conventional wisdom is, okay, that the White House is going to bring in some experienced Washington hand to help them get out of this jam. Well, we'll find out if that's what an experienced Washington hand recommends. Plus, we'll talk to somebody who knows a lot about security, and we'll talk to somebody who knows about Iraq, and this somebody happens to be a Democrat, and he happens to be named Senator Bob Graham, former governor and also a former senator from Florida. He was also chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and also was on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And we've got him coming up towards the end of the hour, about 6:45. Also, the ACLU is busted again. I meant to bring this up yesterday, but we didn't have time to get into it. This time, the ACLU isn't busted, but the FBI is busted. The ACLU has found that the FBI was spying on Iraq anti-war activists, and this was before the war in Iraq even started. And we'll talk to the ACLU about that after 9 o'clock. And I'll tell you something. As a proud liberal or as a progressive patriot, I am a card-carrying member of the ACLU, and I'm proud of it. And then we're also going to talk to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen in about an hour from now about the Mousavi trial. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Bush's poll numbers, and you got to laugh at this. Concerned about politicizing her favorite charity, singer-actress Jessica Simpson yesterday turned down an invitation to meet with President Bush, a snub that left Republicans dismayed. I mean, even Jessica Simpson doesn't want anything to do with this guy. The apparent final word is that Simpson would be a no-show at a major Republican fundraiser with Bush and congressional leaders Thursday night. It came after a day of conflicting reports from her camp and organizers of the event. The blonde star of the Dukes of Hazzard still plans to visit Washington Thursday to lobby members of Congress on behalf of Operation Smile. It's a nonprofit venture offering free plastic surgery for disadvantaged children overseas with facial deformities. But people close to Simpson said she declined a request to appear. She declined a request to appear that same evening at a gala fundraiser of the National Republican Congressional Committee. Even Jessica Simpson doesn't want to hang out with Bush. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. You want to talk about Bush's standing in the polls? Let's get it on. There's plenty of other stuff to talk about this morning, too, and we'll get to it as much as time permits. And we got Bob Graham coming up in a little less than a half hour. But if you want to get on the air and talk, you know, and I ask you this. Do you believe, because I've gotten emails from you. I've had people call here. It's almost a part of regular conversation on this show and all over this radio station about the American people waking up. Do you think the American people have finally woke up to this guy? Do you think that they have finally realized that there is no leadership at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and that this guy cannot handle a major disaster because look what happened with Katrina, that he cannot manage his own administration vis-a-vis the port deal, and that we are stuck in this war 3 years later in which yesterday we found out 700 more troops are going to Iraq? Have Americans finally woke up, or is this just a flash in the pan and will Bush recover from it? 303-713-7...
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse. Same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a 3-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com. 720-963-8408.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right, here she is, old Jessica Simpson. She won't even hang with George W. Jessica won't even keep company with the shrub. His approval rating is down to 33% in the Pew Research poll, and it's a big 37% in the NBC Wall Street poll, and the shrub won't hang with him. She snubbed the president. Now, you know, Michael Crichton, the president's favorite author, who also, by the way, believes that there's no such thing as global warming, was quoted in some interview as saying, well, you know, when the president calls you, you have to go. Not according to Jessica. She's no fool. She doesn't want to hook up with this guy. She wants to sell records or CDs. 624, 24 minutes after 6, talking about the president's poor approval ratings. And do you think there's any way that Bush can turn this around? And do you think the American people are finally starting to wake up to this guy? 303-713-7600. And I've got two open lines here on the hour of the no power. So get off your half moons and get plugged in, and let's converse telephonically. Let's go to Mary in Fort Collins. Mary, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. First of all, let me say I'm a registered Republican for a reason.
Ooh, wow.
So I can vote in the primaries and get out the idiots that don't like me. Here, here's how President Bush is going to try to rescue himself and his Congress. Before the midterms, which I think, if nothing is done, will change over, which is good, I think they are going to develop some type of crisis, like Save the Spotted Owl in Canada, that will take attention away from the real issues of the election.
Yeah, they need a good wedge issue. Or how about this? How about a sudden, which militarily I don't know how we could do this because we're so bogged down in Iraq, but how about a sudden urgency to go to Iran? The reason I bring this up is because the president in a speech cited Iran as being of number one concern, and also because he has reasserted this first strike option in a 43-page deal that he, 43-page like a foreign policy thing that he wrote. So how about Iran suddenly becomes the number one issue, and they're suddenly a threat? Do you think that would rally people around him in significant numbers?
No. What I think, where I think he went wrong with Iraq, is where he should have, yes, gone in to get Saddam Hussein, which that comedy of his trial is on the news all the time, and the judge shuts him down for 2 weeks. But what they should have done was, instead of all this touchy-feely stuff with the Iraqis, who do need help, he should have gone in and taken over the oil. That's what he should
have. But wait a minute. Why should we have gone to Iraq in the first place?
It beats the heck out of me.
I mean, there's no reason to go there to begin with.
Tell me this, okay, if you've got a second. Why does a man who was a legacy to Andover, got into Yale because his dad was a Yalie, had a C average, and now you've got into, oh yeah, Harvard Business School with a C average to get an MBA? Answer that question for me, for a guy who raised $70 million for his own presidency years before. I don't get it.
You know what? I don't get it, and I'll tell you, there are a lot of things about this guy I don't get. For instance, I don't understand how he and the administration were able to bluff the 9/11 commission
and
bluff the American people into believing that presidential daily briefing memo thing was a historical document, when it said right then and there that bin Laden was determined to attack, and everybody swallowed that and went along with it, when it was clear that he was asleep at the switch. How he was able to get away with that, I have no clue. How he was able to invade the country of Iraq on false pretenses, cherry-pick the intelligence, and never be held responsible for that, and then get reelected on top of it.
When he falsified the first election.
Well, the Republican-controlled Supreme, controlled Supreme Court, gave the election to him. But I don't understand. It's a whole comedy of errors. But I think all of this stuff is finally catching up with him. That's what I think.
I don't know if it's enough to, you know, he doesn't have that much time left.
It's not only him, but it's the most important thing is the midterms. I mean, that's the most important thing for us to get control of the legislative branch and tie up his agenda.
But let me ask you this. Do you really think that Bush runs the country? Or is it
I think it's the people around him who by and large do it.
Absolutely.
And I think Dick Cheney's probably the most powerful vice president in the history of this country.
And Dick Cheney's a very smart man. And, yes, my father-in-law went bird hunting with him one time. But if people were smart, even the Democrats, they should register Republican in this election and vote out the primary.
I don't think that's not the way to go. What they should do is they should turn out in the polls, and they should turn out with their friends and coax as many people as they possibly can to get to the polls. And all we need is 15 House seats and something like 7 Senate seats, and we can grab control of things. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines here. And the question's very simple here this morning. Have the American public, because people keep calling here all the time, saying, oh, I wish the American public would wake up. But Bush is on the ropes poll-wise. Not only in the Wall Street Journal poll, but also in the Pew Research poll. And have the American public, have they finally woken up to the fact that this guy and the Republicans, you know what, cannot manage this government? That in everything you look at, there's something wrong with what they have done, that their stewardship of the country is running the country off the rails, not only in the amount of money we're spending every single day, and the huge deficit we've run up, but the debacle in Iraq, where they keep telling us everything is okay, and then we find out yesterday 700 more troops are going to Katrina, to the ports deal, to just about everything else you can look at. I mean, and you know what's really interesting? How would you like to be a conservative, for instance, talk show host and have to get on the air and defend this? I mean, how in the world do you defend all of this? 6:30 at AM 760, and phones are quiet here this morning. I figured you guys would have more to say about this. 303-713-7600. Three open lines, and we got Senator Bob Graham from Florida, former Senator Bob Graham, coming up in about 10 minutes here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, we forgot to do this because we just had slipped our minds. But happy birthday to Bailey. And Bailey, I'm going to look at progressive traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride coming out of the north end of town this morning. Southbound I-25 sitting bumper to bumper from 104th down to the turnpike. Then it breaks free just a little bit for you. I-70 checks clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 and the turnpike are still trouble-free. Sunglow's going to get you if you're headed eastbound on the turnpike. Now, around town, things are picking up on the diagonal between Boulder and Longmont. Whittles Parkway and Highway 93 are filling in, and South Boulder Road also a bit busier at the moment. Checking out the forecast, going to be sunny this afternoon, highs in the 50s. We're at 27 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The madness is back. It's Tire Madness Month at Tires Plus. Now through April 1st, buy three select Firestone, Yokohama, or Continental.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
Brigitte is so incredibly photogenic, and I am so incredibly not. She gives off this aura of beauty all the time, and I know you can't see her right now, but if you did, you would not be able to stop staring at her. I sound like an idiot.
A woman's glow leaves men speechless. Well, almost. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Good morning. 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin, known for running the tightest board in the business. Hey, Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is going on right now. I've seen Audra and Shagman and Odell on the television like crazy advertising this, and it is going on up to $1,500, which means that if you've got $1,500, they'll match it, and it's like having $3,000 down. Or the other thing you can do is if you've got $500, they'll match it, and it's like having $1,000. Or if you've got $1,000 put down, they'll match it, and it's like having $2,000 down. And Rockies is your home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs. In Colorado, over 500 incredible units on the lot, each equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And I keep talking about Tom and Marv Alshear, and I keep talking about Spanky and Gerard Menard and all the people who work at Rockies, because you know what? They go the extra mile to make sure that, you know what, you're happy. I mean, that's what they're all about at Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. You can look at the inventory. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. And you can do it in the comfort of your own home or your office or wherever it is that you access the internet. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come close to 8, well, you know what? Rockies will stay late and they'll take care of you. And they've been in business for going on 25 years. And they've been family-owned and operated, not some faceless, nameless corporation. Rockies Autos, you can't miss them. They got a big sign out front located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Yeah, definitely. These guys put on a killer show.
Great, let's go.
Wait, it's just the open band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. parents the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, you know what? I can't believe you're doing this. I hope management's asleep. John Turk bears total responsibility for this. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 51. Talking about the president's poll numbers, and we got former Florida Senator Bob Graham and former presidential candidate, too, by the way, coming up here in a few minutes. In the Pew Research poll, 33%. In the Wall Street Journal poll, now down to 37%. This White House is in definite trouble. And do you think the American people have finally woke up? And is there any way you think these guys can turn this around, short maybe of starting a war with Iran, which I don't understand how we would do that since we're bogged down troop-wise in Iraq? Let's go to John in Loveland. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. I like your show.
Thank you, John.
Hey, we're out there at the 6th of low-power hour anyway, you know, so you know we're out here. Hey, I like your style. But anyway, I got a few comments. One thing, I called Eller's office, and, of course, I talked to the secretary there. Told him he was over the top on that deal with Feingold. You know, you look at Feingold's resume, he was a summa cum laude Harvard graduate of Harvard Law School, Rhodes Scholar. He knows what he's doing, and the man made these comments for a reason. He knows exactly what he's doing. So
I agree.
And another comment here, Jay, before I have to go here, but and you do too, but they're bringing a big guy. I heard they're bringing in Jim Baker. When they start bringing in Jim Baker, Jim Baker's part of the Carlyle Group, along with George Bush I, and Saudi Arabia, and Dubai. The whole group is kind of tied together, so there's some things going on there, like you say, in the White House. When they bring in Jim Baker, Baker Botts, one of the biggest, most prestigious law firms in the United States out of Dallas, Texas, you know there's some things going on.
Well, they got to do something, don't they? I mean, the only, Ed Schultz made a comment yesterday, and I had to laugh because it was really funny because it's true. He said that if Dick Cheney tries, Dick Cheney could catch up to George Bush in the popularity and the approval ratings because Cheney's down at 27 and Bush, or 20 rather, and Bush is down at the Pew Research poll at 33. And in the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, he's down to 37. He's got to do something.
The quite bad thing about it is the Republicans need to do something. They need to censure the guy. We need to censure him. We need to cool his heels for 3 more years so the country can kind of progress. We need to get out of this quagmire we're in. We're spending our national blood and our national treasure over there for no reason, really. Where the Europeans and the Chinese and the Japanese and all the rest of them are just laughing at us as we blow our money and the whole thing, you know?
Yep, I agree. Hey, John, thank you, man. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
All right. There's one line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-George W. Bush sucks. Let's go to Peter in Henderson. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Peter.
I just thought you'd be interested in this. I got a letter from this Christian coalition group. And this sort of relates to Saudi Arabia and the Carlyle Group and all of these. And they're asking for donations for Republicans, and basically because they want to charge Al Gore with treason.
Oh, good luck.
Because they say that he visited Saudi Arabia and that the Saudi Arabians are our enemy. That this is just the most amazing thing in the world because, as far as I'm concerned, these people must have the biggest cojones.
Well, you know, maybe they,
Bush's relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Well, maybe they should explain to us why it is. Then, if that's the case, maybe they should explain to us why, in a Michael Morris film, Fahrenheit 9/11, Bush is sitting there holding hands with the head of the House of Saud.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. You read this and you go, how could these people think to foist this lie off on the American people? But obviously, they think they can raise money.
Well, you know what? You know why they're doing it? Because, number one, they think they can raise money. And then, number two, you know what? It's easier to talk about that than it is to talk about the real state of what's going on in this country. And the only thing that this president has left is his core supporters. And when you're bouncing around at 33% in the Pew and 37% in the NBC Washington Street Journal poll, you're starting to eat into your core. Your core is starting to crumble.
Well, I agree. I had this discussion with a friend of mine, and he wondered if they'd go any lower. And basically, I said no. My own feeling is he's probably bottomed out, because there's going to be about a third of the nation that's going to support him no matter what. So I feel like he's sort of bottomed out, and that's probably about as low as any president could get, although I understand Nixon went to 27.5.
Yeah, Nixon went to 27. You're right. He could get... Boy, I don't know, man. Do you think we'd ever see... Do you ever think we'd ever see it as low as 27?
At this point, I was hoping... I heard the whole thing about Feingold, and I kept hoping yesterday... I hadn't read it in the paper, and I kept hoping that it was a motion to impeach, but the censure.
Yeah, that's all it is. But you know something? It's an important first step. The only trouble is the Democrats haven't got any spine. They won't belly up to the bar. He's only got two people who have signed on to it. Barbara Boxer's one, and I believe Tom Harkin is the other. And I'm very disappointed. And you know, when I said to the three congressional candidates yesterday during the roundtable discussion, that I said, you know what, Democrats have got... We have got to get a spine. We have got to start fighting, and we've got to start fighting back instead of being like a jellyfish all the time.
Well, I agree, and that's why I was listening to this debate about whether the Democrats should come up with a contract for America and state their principles clearly in a contract that they could present to the American people before this next election. And they ought to do it as quickly as possible, not wait until, you know, 6 weeks before the election. Come out with a definite program that we're going to initiate if the Democrats take control again.
Well, you know, I heard there was one coming, but I don't know where it is, and I'm with you on that. Hey, Peter, thank you, man. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Thanks. Let's go to Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Pat.
Hey, I just to answer your question this morning, I don't think people are awake. I'm glad to see his polls like they are, because, you know, it's about time, because that's at least felt like he should have been for a long time. But I think the average person, I speak for myself, I guess, I don't care for him. I feel like kind of like this iceberg, this big field of, like, I mean, it's like nobody is aware unless they feel like it directly affects
them.
Well,
somebody must be aware. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, if you look at the Pew Research poll, good golly, I mean, the numbers are, you know, staggering, and he's beginning to have trouble with inside his own core.
Like, I guess what I mean is, you know, I work around a bunch of, I think, probably 70% Republicans. There's maybe 20 to 30% Democrats. And they get real quiet. They don't say very much lately. But you feel like the average person who's not very, you know, politically minded or whatever doesn't really feel like this affects them. What he's doing affects them, unless it directly affects them. And I don't understand. I don't think they grasp the long-term effects this guy's going to have on us. And so I think that those are the people that sort of plod along or find excuses for him. You know how they do it. Oh, Clinton, they run back to Clinton, or they talk about something else. You know what I mean?
All right, let me ask you one important thing here before I run out of time. Uh-huh. Do you think the people you work around, though, do you think that they're happy about the direction of the country, and do you think that they're happy about what's going on in Iraq?
No, I don't think they are. In fact, the few guys that I have talked to that are voted usually just for one issue have come to me, and one guy actually said, I think I made a mistake. And so that's good. You're seeing that happen. But you don't really see this sort of outrage that, you know, we feel. You know, you sort of see this,
Right. Well,
you know, this sort of passive. It's
but
like,
you know what? You know what?
Drugged.
Yeah, but you know what? At least they're thinking about it. At least they're thinking about it. And that's better off than where we were 6 months ago.
Right. I agree with you.
All right. Hey, Pat, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And how about your Republican friends and your conservative friends? And maybe the people you work with, are they happy? You know, have you ever asked them, are you happy about the direction of the country, and are you happy about Iraq? Are the American people finally starting to open up their eyes about this guy? That's number one. And number two, do you believe there's anything this administration can do, short of starting another war, that'll be able to reverse this? 644, 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. And former Senator Bob Graham, and former presidential candidate, coming up, too, in about 5 minutes from right now.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's a busy one already. Southbound I-25, jam-packed from 104th down to the Turnpike. We're sitting bumper-to-bumper there. Then it breaks free for a little bit, only to bunch up again as you head into downtown. Now, 225 looking pretty good, a little slowing as you make your way down into the Tech Center. I-70 starting to fill in right around I-25. And checking out streets around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're all stacking up. The Turnpike, a little bit of slowing eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 27 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for quick and easy delicious meal solutions? Think Foster Farms. Their fresh, all-natural chicken contains no added steroids, hormones, or artificial enhancers, so it's naturally delicious every time. Foster Farms fresh chicken is the perfect start to any family meal. Visit fosterfarms.com.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk Saturday, March 18th at the Hilton in Fort Collins. It's your chance to listen to Bill Ritter and keynote speaker Ambassador Joseph Wilson. For more information, log on to am760.net. It's Toyota's premier event. Come see the all-new, bigger RAV4. This is one impressive ride and is now 14 inches longer with an available 269 horsepower V6. And RAV4 gets an EPA highway rating of 30 miles per gallon. And while you're there, check out all of the other amazing Toyota models. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimate for two-wheel drive, four-cylinder RAV4. Actual mileage may vary.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and local receiver fee apply.
Better to win a trip for two to New York City plus $1,000 in the Big Trip to the Big Apple sweepstakes for every story Western Union. Visit BigAppleTrip.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, 3:26:06. No purchase necessary. Continental U.S. residents 18 or older. Void in Rhode Island and where prohibited.
Hey, Bob, do you... You're pulling out your hair.
I have to set up this corporate bigwig conference. I'm running out of time. And hair.
And you didn't have much to begin with.
Need to set up a conference? Just call Four Points Denver Southeast. They have specialists to guide you through the whole process. They offer corporate rooms, day or week-long events. They're right on I-25 in Hampton and just completed $7 million of renovation. Relax and go to fourpoints.com/Denver Southeast or call 303-758-7000.
AM 760.
Russ Feingold's up there with a censure resolution, which is just a slap on the wrist for illegal wiretapping of American citizens.
In Washington, they are treating Russ Feingold like he's got the bird flu.
Your senator and my senator, he's basically accusing Russell Feingold of treason.
Everything the Democrats say is emboldening the terrorists. Folks, do not fall for this again. This is outrageous.
Follow the story on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and on AM 760.net.
Minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today. What is the high today, Jay? It's going to be 51 under mostly sunny skies. Happy birthday to Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav, a Public Enemy. He's 125 today. See, we're multicultural here. I don't know how old he is. All right. We're going to talk to former Senator Bob Graham, who was also governor of Florida, and he also served on the Senate, was chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and also the Senate Intelligence Committee. And, of course, he was a presidential candidate in 2004, and we're going to talk to him coming up here in a minute or two. And then somebody alerted me about this, and we're going to talk to State Senator Morgan Carroll, State Representative, rather, Morgan Carroll, after 7 o'clock. somebody in her district was running a record, one of these phone, another one of these phone deals, where they call you up, and they, if you got an answering machine, or even if you pick the phone up live, and they leave a negative message about somebody, usually a politician, and they left some kind of a message, some kind of negative message about State Representative Morgan Carroll receiving money, and we're going to talk to her about that and get that cleared up. And then CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen will be here at 7:20, and we're going to talk about the Massawi trial and what's going on there, and whether the government has indeed blown this case and will lose the death penalty option due to the screw-up on the part of one of the attorneys. But right now, we're going to go to the phone and talk to former Senator Bob Graham from Florida. And, Senator, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the invitation.
You know what? I'm proud to say that for a brief period, I was one of your constituents when I lived in Tampa, St. Petersburg, so it's nice to have you on.
Good. Well, I hope you got a little sand in your shoes and I'll come back.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're a great representative. You're a great senator. All right.
Thank you.
Let's start out with what's in the top of the news here. The Wall Street Journal poll shows George Bush now down to 37%. The Pew poll, Pew Research poll, shows him down to 33%. If they reached out in a bipartisan manner, which is not typical of this White House, but if they did, and if they came to you and they said, look, you've been a senator, you've been a governor, you've been in politics for a long time, what in the world should we do? What would you advise them to do?
Well, first, I would advise them to open up. The White House has become a very closed shop. There's a phrase that the British use called incestuous amplification, where you bring the people who all have the same values and views together, and they all repeat in chorus, and therefore it sounds as if there is a strong consensus when, in fact, all you're hearing is the same message being repeated. That's what's coming out of the White House. They need to bring some fresh people in, people who are willing to stand up to the president and say, Mr. President, I think you ought to reconsider this decision for the following reasons. Think what a difference it would have made in the fall of 2002 if somebody had said that about the plan to go to war in Iraq. And second, they need to become more bipartisan. The policy of this administration for the first five-plus years was to do whatever they wanted to do, tax policy, Social Security, Iraq, largely with the support of the Republicans and forgetting the Democrats. That's not going to work for a president whose poll ratings are now under 40%.
All right, you talked about Iraq. Let's focus on Iraq for a second. Yesterday we found out 700 more troops are going after Donald Rumsfeld and the president and the people who are his spokespeople are going around saying that we're achieving positive things there, that things are not as bad as we think they are, that they had the election. And you've heard all of the rhetoric. How in the world do we get out of Iraq? What do we need to do to fix that situation?
Well, the first thing, I think we need to look with a telescope at what are our national interests. The president, days after 9/11, described our mission as being not just al-Qaeda, but all of the terrorist groups that have global reach, that we were to identify them, engage them, and destroy them. That, I thought, was the right goal for our country. We've drifted far away from that through the distraction of Iraq, and we've allowed al-Qaeda and those other terrorist groups to become much more numerous, more violent, better organized, a much more difficult enemy for us to engage and destroy. We're going to have to come up with a strategy of how we are going to win the war on terror and avoid future distractions such as that which Iraq has been. Within Iraq itself, we've had three goals: security, democracy, maintaining the sovereignty of Iraq as it was established by the Treaty of Versailles in 1920. I don't think all three of those goals are accomplishable. I believe we ought to focus on the first, which is security, and to accomplish that, we've got to rapidly accelerate the pace by which we are training Iraqis to be their army and their police, and therefore be able to step into the shoes that U.S. military forces have been filling. It is an absolute outrage that 3 years after this war, we have done so little in terms of recruiting and training and putting into frontline positions Iraqis to take the place of Americans.
6:54 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me, retired senator from Florida, Bob Graham, also a former presidential candidate and also with the Senate Intelligence Committee. But, you know, if open civil war breaks out there, Senator, how in the world are we going to get out?
With about as much difficulty as we're having today, I think you could describe what's going on today with almost daily reports of dozens, sometimes scores, of bodies being found through religious conflict, that maybe the Civil War has already started. We need to get out because we don't want American troops to be in a shooting gallery between religious fanatics. And again, the key to that is to replace Americans with Iraqis who are properly trained to be able to carry out military and law enforcement responsibilities.
But yet this president keeps talking about staying the course, and staying the course is a slogan. It's not a policy.
It doesn't respond to what the president himself said our goal was, which was to win the war on terror by engaging and destroying all terrorist groups of international reach. I was at a meeting yesterday with a recently retired high-ranking member in the State Department, and he said that in the summer and fall of 2002, if you were rating the Middle East in terms of where are our greatest threats, he would have said the greatest threat was Al-Qaeda, second was Hezbollah, the third was Hamas, and maybe Iraq would have made it as fourth. We turned that ranking upside down and have basically forgotten about the other three. We've allowed Al-Qaeda to reorganize from being General Motors into being Burger King as a franchise operation. We've allowed Hezbollah to become the most significant military force in Lebanon and continue to receive enormous financial support from Iran. And Hamas has now taken over the Palestinian organization. Those are the consequences of our being distracted into Iraq and not staying on the target of who our greatest threats are.
We got about a minute left, and if you can get into this in the minute we have left, is Russell Feingold on the right track, and your view of the NSA spying story?
Well, I had stated when I was running for president that if the Congress, which impeached Bill Clinton over a consensual sexual affair, applied the same standard of national interest to the actions of a president who had taken us to war on the best you can say was inaccurate information, and it may have been worse than that, what's the standard? In the book that I wrote, Intelligence Matters, I detailed a dozen or so reasons why I thought the president should be removed. Now, I was thinking at that time of removal through the electoral process of 2004. That didn't happen, but the scars that this administration has inflicted on the United States, which are going to last a long, long time, are still there for the record.
Senator, thank you so much for your time. It's an honor to have you on the program, and hope we can have you back again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jay.
All right. Thank you. There's Florida Senator Bob Graham, retired Senator Bob Graham. You heard what he had to say about Iraq, about the NSA situation, and about so much more. Coming up, we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll. Who's making these negative phone calls about her? We'll talk about that coming up next.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh-baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-like sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's a blunt warning to terrorists and rogue governments. CBS's Peter Mayer is live with the latest on a new White House statement on national security.
This just-released national security strategy restates the administration's first strike policy. In the 49-page report, President Bush says while the U.S. prefers diplomacy to stop the spread of weapons of mass destruction, preemptive attacks are always an option. The new report singles out Iran, accusing Tehran of supporting terrorists, threatening Israel, and interfering in Iraq. The president calls for diplomacy to avoid confrontation. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Baghdad. Iraq's new parliament held its first meeting today. It lasted all of 30 minutes. There was no apparent headway toward picking a new prime minister. Reporter Nick Mayo says the man in the street in Baghdad is getting antsy.
People complain that there doesn't seem to be much of a sense of urgency amongst the politicians.
More protesters in Sydney, Australia disrupted a speech by Secretary of State Rice. She shot back, saying she was glad to see democracy is alive and well in Sydney, in Baghdad, and Kabul. Did one of television's most popular dramatic shows go too far? CBS's Dan Revive is live with the FCC's answer.
The Federal Communications Commission targeting Without a Trace, announcing a fine of $3.6 million against CBS stations in the Central and Mountain time zones where the show runs at 9 p.m., saying that's too early for this.
We hang out after school.
The FCC, with a new chairman who's strongly against indecency on TV, says this scene, teens in an orgy, was too graphic. CBS says it disagrees and will appeal. The FCC also reaffirmed the Janet Jackson Super Bowl fines, and the Surreal Life on the WB is being fined. Frank?
A tanker plane should have another busy day fighting the Texas Panhandle wildfires that have charred close to 1 million acres this week and killed at least 11 people. Low winds today should help the effort to contain the flames. 3 hours from now, the NCAA college basketball tournament shifts into high gear, and millions of Americans may stop working to watch. This year, all of the games will be available free on the Internet.
I think a lot of the bosses aren't going to be too excited, but I think a lot of the employees will be able to catch up and watch the games. They won't have to wait for the highlights at home. Hopefully they can get their work done at the same time.
Steve Anderson is a Gonzaga fan in Spokane, Washington. Walking right past a Republican Party fundraiser, Jessica Simpson is in Washington to promote a children's charity. Simpson turned down an invitation to the party, saying she didn't want to politicize her charity work. Food costs went up some last month, but energy was way down. The bottom line in a government report 30 minutes ago, a tiny 0.1% gain in consumer prices overall. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 3.5. This is CBS News.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Save more and more money on Priceline. Save when you find your own hotel. Save even more when we find it for you. Save packaging your hotel with airfare, booking early, or even on last-minute deals. Priceline now has more ways to save on hotels than any leading travel site. Priceline, more ways to save.
AM
760. Progressive traffic.
Well, things are picking up around town on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, all loaded up at this point. South Boulder Road also busy, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, on the north end of town, southbound I-25, sitting bumper to bumper from 104th out of the turnpike. Then we stay slow as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound 6th Avenue, running heavy if you're headed in from Lakewood. Expect slowing from Sheridan over towards I-25, and Sunglare definitely going to be an issue for all eastbound routes this morning. Off the highways, crews are working an accident at Alameda and Havana. And checking out the forecast, sunny, highs in the 50s today. We're at 27 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14.9. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Heartburn sufferers, you may qualify to help evaluate an investigational medication for heartburn. There's no charge to participate, and compensation is available for your time and travel. Call 303-940-0909 today for more information. 303-940-0909.
To win a trip for two to New York City plus $1,000 in the Big Trip to the Big Apple sweepstakes. For every story, Western Union. Visit BigAppleTrip.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, 3:26:06. No purchase necessary. Continental U.S. residents 18 or older. Void in Rhode Island and where prohibited.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny today, a high of 51. Another nice day along the Front Range. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you, and thanks so much for joining us this morning. Well, what's wrong with me there? I've been lost there for a second. You know, listeners tip me off to all kinds of stuff. And as I said earlier, like an hour ago, I do read my email. And somebody sent me an email about a negative telephone campaign that is going on against State Representative Morgan Carroll, claiming or allegedly claiming that she had taken $4,000. So we got right on the horn and we got a hold of State Representative Morgan Carroll, and I've got her on the line right now. And State Representative, good morning, and it's nice to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jay. Good to be here.
All right. Clue us in on this, because, you know, there was one going on from that Marilyn Musgrave's people had put on against Angie Piccioni that turned out to be absolute baloney. Then a guy sends me an email saying that there's one going on around going on in your district about you, that you had received $4,000. Can you explain what this whole thing is all about?
Yeah, I can. Let me put this into a little bit of perspective. This has been an absolutely overt partisan culture of attack that's been going on in session, and typically people have sort of a gentle person's agreement to wait till session's over before they start flinging their mud. Just to give you and some listeners a perspective, this is the third robocall or attack call they've placed against me in my district. I've received one hate letter from the Republican Party. They've done two open records requests against me. One of them is deemed to be monthly and ongoing, and the Republican Party has sued me. And this is just what's going on behind the scenes that I think a lot of people don't realize as far as how to undermine us while we're in office. On this specific last call they did, it's been put out by a group called Trailhead. It is a 5.7 slush fund that was started in part by Governor Owens, by Bruce Benson, I believe by Pete Coors and some other wealthy Republican donors, and their purpose is to basically try and take back the Republican majority. Well, what they've done is this last call, first of all, I've never taken $1 from the group that they're referring to, even though they don't mention it by name, is a group called Research and Democracy. And what Research and Democracy did is a third-party expenditure, sending out public opinion surveys to a variety of people in the public to find out what their public policy priorities were. In our campaign finance world, the frustrating thing about this is that people can and do third-party expenditures, either positive or negative, about you, and you have no right to get in there and say, with or without my permission or with my knowledge, or no one runs anything past you. You're just a candidate. So this group went out and did a variety of public opinion surveys. The results were actually very helpful. And a whole bunch of us had no idea that they had done this. We get a copy of an invoice. We look at the statutes and go, okay, you know, is this something that we should wind up disclosing on an annual gift report? And the Democrats erred on the side of saying yes. You know, I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it. They didn't do it with my permission, but we believe in transparency, so we all said, let's give it a go. Well, what they managed to do from that is ignore the fact that the Republicans haven't managed to disclose a single dollar of their third-party expenditures, which is the true controversy in my view. The other thing is that they've then turned that around into a call where it sounds like we're all receiving cash, you know, from some mysterious group, which they absolutely know isn't true. What's really curious about the call out there is they said that the Trailhead is a group that is formed in order to ferret out slush funds, and of course the 527 Trailhead is a total slush fund. So
this is all bizarre.
It's very, very bizarre, and the fact is if there's anything positive that can be brought out of the situation, and I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time seeing it. And I knew that I'd be the subject of a lot of attacks, and they tend to go after people for where their strengths are. So they know that there's no one out there that's been fighting harder on campaign finance reform, on lobby reform, on all of these good government issues. And so it makes perfect sense in that Rovian-type way that that's sort of the theme that they would try and go after with us. So these open records requests, for example, they're asking me to do monthly disclosures on an office account I don't even have. And at some point it's like, man, I mean, when you're the subject of frivolous litigation by the Republicans, and they're the worst offenders of this.
And they're also the ones who scream the most about frivolous litigation.
I know, and they're the first ones to jump in there when they have no basis. It's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go sue me about not disclosing documents
I
don't have.
But State Representative, we need tort reform. Isn't that what they always scream? Right?
Oh, absolutely. We need to just shut down access to the courthouse for ordinary people, you know, for injured people, for consumers. But for Republicans, it's okay.
Yeah. This is, you know, the GOP is disgusting. There's no other way to put it. They're disgusting. I mean, negative robocalls. You know, what's up with that? I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I think Governor Bill Owens ought to come forward on behalf of his party, since he is the so-called quote-unquote leader of his party. And I think he should explain to the constituents of the state what the hell they're up to.
I think they should too. And what's really flawed about these phone calls is, of course, the only number they say, if you have a problem, call, and it'll give my capital number. But they don't disclose their true identity, and they don't disclose how you can get back in touch with them. And these calls they're very cheap to do, and right now what they've done is they've landed themselves in trouble, because for those of us that they've done this kind of tactic with, it's actually a crime in Colorado to recklessly put out false information about a candidate. And, you know, we're a little tired of sitting there getting bullied by these people over and over again, and, you know, they're going to find themselves at the other end of a criminal investigation for what they've done with this. You want to talk about abuse of process and themes about how not only is the political process at the state and federal level been so often abused by these folks, but now we're talking at the state level, not just the legislative process, but they're now abusing the legislative process in order to take unfair bully pot shots while we're in session, actually trying to handle legislation in the people's business. And just figure, hey, you know what, if you smear enough, often enough, out to the voters out there, look, people are cynical. They'll probably believe anything awful about any of us if you hear it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate, because basically overall it loses the confidence of the voters out there, and it really shows that, look, the whole idea of these secret, murky organizations are a problem. The whole culture of campaign on the attack and trying to attack your way to victory, it can't sustain this way forever. The damage this does to our democracy, to the public, to even finding people willing to run for office, you know, it really hurts us all when they take this on, and they seem to have no remorse, no sense of apology about what's going on about this, and I don't think we're done seeing it.
Well, they're hypocrites. You know, they're hypocrites, and I said it here a couple of mornings ago, particularly behind the Wayne Allard smear of Russell Feingold. You know, Joe McCarthy may be dead, but these guys can't divorce themselves of that lineage. They can't get it out of their party. They continue to operate in that manner, and they continue to take good people and try to smear them any way that they possibly can. And you got to have faith, and you got to have a belief that eventually It's going to catch up with them. State Representative, I'd love to go on, but I'm out of time. We've got to have you back on again. And please, you know what, please let us know about your efforts and others' efforts to stop this kind of foolishness on the part of the GOP. Please, please keep us informed.
You bet. We got a lot of major house cleaning to do.
Yeah, we certainly do. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Morgan Carroll. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks for your time, Jay.
All right. There's State Representative Morgan Carroll. Okay, you heard that. It's a negative robocall. And, you know, the GOP, they just can't stop. They can't stop it. They can't stop it when it comes to Wayne Allard smearing Russell Feingold. They can't stop it when it comes to the negative mudslinging against State Representative Morgan Carroll. They can't control themselves. And, you know, litigation, you heard Morgan Carroll talk about that. And these are the first people who run, you know, and scream and yell on behalf of their corporate benefactors about, oh, wow, we must have tort reform. You know, the GOP wants all-out war. I mean, let's give them all-out war. That's what I got to say about it. All right, coming up, we'll talk to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Has the government blown the Massawi ruling, the Massawi trial, in the quest for the death penalty? We'll talk about that coming up. And then, how about recruiters on high school campuses? We'll talk about that coming up, too, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Oh, we're seeing a busy ride this morning. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is South Boulder Road and the Turnpike, running heavy eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. On the north end of town, southbound I-25, slow go for you from 104th all the way into downtown. Have a crash on the shoulder near 6th Avenue, adding to those jams. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slow from Sheridan over towards I-25 and southbound 225. Seeing the usual delays from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Off the highways, do you have an accident working at Alameda and Havana? And checking out the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the 50s. We're at 27 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
716, 60 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Bill Clinton.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt the president, former president of the United States there. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Hey, Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is going on right now up to $1,500. So if you got $1,500 down, they'll match it, and it's like having $3,000 down. Or if you've got $500 put down, that's like having $1,000 down. Or if you've got $1,000, that's like having $2,000 down. And Rockies has got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And the selection is just fabulous. You can see it yourself by going to RockiesAutos.com. You can check out the selection, and you can look at their business philosophy, and you can even pre-qualify for a car loan there. But you know what? Now's the time to get a car at Rockies with this matching down incentive going on. There's just no better way to do it. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of being in business. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. But you know what? If you come close to 8, they'll stay late, and they'll take care of you. Good folks working out there. I talk about them every single day, and they are my friends. And I've had dealings with them, so I'm not talking about something that I don't know anything about. I'm just not getting on here and talking about something that I haven't had any involvement with. And that's Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and Spanky and Gerard Menard. All of the folks at Rockies are there to make you comfortable and to help you with your shopping experience. Can't say enough about Rockies Autos. They're great folks. Mary and I have been buying cars from them since the early 90s. And you know what? You'll find out the same thing, too. It's the best place to get the best bang for your buck. Rockies Autos, matching down incentive, going on now. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out there. Just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This is Bill Clinton. If you earned under $35,000 last year, you should find out if you qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit. The EITC could give you and your family as much as $4,400 in tax savings or cash back. To claim it, talk to your tax preparer. If you're a Katrina survivor and need help, call Operation Hope. at 1-888-388-HOPE. That's 1-888-388-4673. Thanks.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. When it's time for a brake job, AutoZone is your brake headquarters with everything you need to do the job right, including helpful advice and great prices. Replacing your brakes is easy, and AutoZone has a full line of brakes to fit practically any car and any budget, including Duralast brakes, brakes that are built to last and backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Don't risk your safety with worn-out brakes. Change your brakes and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 719, 19 minutes after 7. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies, and it's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A lot of you sent me emails upset about the Massawi trial and what's going on, so I thought we'd go to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. And Andrew, good morning and welcome to the program. And I know you're busy this morning, so let's get a quick update here as to what's going on. First, can you explain to all of us listening, what did Carla Martin do, the Transportation Security Administration lawyer? What did she do, and is the government going to lose their chance at the death penalty with Massawi?
The answer to the second question is pretty easy. Yeah, I think that case is sunk. In fact, the prosecutor yesterday told the judge that unless they could figure out some sort of relief from some of the decisions she made on Tuesday, they don't think they're going to be able to go forward. It starts with Carla Martin. She's an attorney with the TSA. She's not a federal prosecutor, but she's obviously a government attorney. And she was sort of in charge of coordinating the aviation witnesses who were going to testify. Those people were crucial in this death penalty phase because they were going to try to convince the jury that had Massawi, when he was arrested in August of 2001, had he told the truth then, the aviation industry, the security folks would have hardened the cockpits, they would have precluded knives from being brought on board and so forth, and essentially would have avoided 9/11. Well, instead of just simply making sure they got to court on time, she basically began to send them emails, basically advising them of the testimony in the trial last week. And what that did was to violate the court order. You're not supposed to have one witness knowing what another witness has testified to. Well, prosecutors found out last weekend. They notified the judge on Monday, and she went ballistic because, you know, this is like first-year law stuff. You know, you're not supposed to do this when you have witnesses testifying. So as a sanction, Tuesday, the judge said, okay, all of these seven aviation witnesses cannot testify. They have been tainted. And government, I'm not even going to allow you to substitute those witnesses with other aviation witnesses. You cannot use or try to talk about aviation security to try to, you know, make your case of why Massawi deserves the death penalty. And that cripples the government's case. So they've asked, prosecutors have asked the judge to reconsider her ruling, and they're basically saying without a change, without a reconsideration, they're sunk.
So the whole thing is down the tubes, or is it simply that they have lost a chance at perhaps getting a judgment against Massawi for the death penalty, having him face the death penalty, or is the whole case come unraveled?
No. The whole case is fine. I mean, he pleaded guilty last year, about a year ago, and the only thing we're doing now is trying to find out what his sentence will be, and the only choices are death or life in prison without the possibility of parole. So even if this case does implode, which is, seems to me to be happening, Massawi never goes free. In fact, he'll be neighbors of ours. He'll be in Florence in, at the Supermax facility in Colorado, and he would be there presumably for the rest of his life.
Well, why did this Carla Martin, and I understand she's been put on administrative leave, why did she do this?
Yeah, that's the question, right? I mean, nobody can figure it out. Again, she's an experienced attorney. Some people have said she's overzealous, and that's pretty clear from what she did. It's unthinkable. I mean, it's absolutely unthinkable for an attorney in this kind of a case to do what she did in such a sort of visible way with an email. You know, you create a trail. There's no excuse for it. There's absolutely no excuse for it. She's in big trouble. The judge advised her on Tuesday that she needed her own attorney. She faces criminal contempt charges. That's a possibility, civil contempt charges. And I imagine that maybe even some sort of criminal charge, because on some level you can say that this is witness tampering.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7, we're talking to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Zacharias Massaoui trial. All right, according to the Associated Press, the prosecution is now going to have to decide what they're going to do next. What if you're sitting in the prosecution, what in the world do you do?
Yeah, I mean, prosecutors yesterday said to the judge, look, we know there was a mistake here. It's a serious mistake, and we deserve to be sanctioned as the government. But the sanction you gave us, judge, is just too much. If you want, kick out those witnesses. That's fine. We can find replacement witnesses who will come and testify who had nothing to do with Carla Martin. And if you allow us to do that, at least we have a chance to continue the case. Otherwise, we're in really big trouble. So they're asking the judge for help to reconsider. I don't think that's likely. And then the next step would be to appeal to the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia. But there's some question about whether you can actually do that in the middle of a trial, especially when there's a capital sentence on the line. So the prosecutors are just in a horrible position. And I got to tell you, I've been covering this case for over 4 years now. This is this has been a star-crossed case for the government since it began. You know, he was initially thought to be the 20th hijacker.
Right.
Not. The government now concedes that he's not. He is not a U.S. citizen. He always has been eligible to be tried and prosecuted as an enemy combatant, for example, or in those military tribunals. And for some reason, the government decided that he was going to be the person to be made an example of, right, to show that even our worst enemies could get justice. And yet it has been just one disaster, PR disaster after another for the government. And, you know, now they find themselves with the jury sort of cooling its heels, having to deal with this monumental mess-up. I don't see how it gets better for them. Another thing to point out, you know, even if they decide to go forward with the trial, the judge, at the end of the prosecution's presentation, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, whenever, can say, you know what, you didn't prove your case. And so there are other roadblocks down the road, even if they make it past this hurdle, and I don't think they're going to do it.
All right, so bottom line, because he already had pleaded guilty, and so that had already happened, and this would be, what, the penalty phase. So bottom line is, if they can't make the death penalty argument stick, then he's just headed to life in prison.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, this isn't one of those things where he walked out of the courthouse.
But this has got to be considered a major embarrassment for the government.
Oh, it's a disaster for the government, and it's a disaster for a lot of different reasons. And, I don't think the fallout on that level has even begun. I mean, Carla Martin's on administrative leave. Her troubles are just starting. You know, but on some level, you know, the whole purpose for this was to show the world, the nation, that, you know, the federal government could prosecute someone fairly and above board and all that. And, I mean, this plays into the perception that Massaoui has been railing about. And, of course, he's a terrorist. He's an al-Qaeda terrorist. He hates America. He is not shy about saying so. But he's been saying for years how the government has been cheating and, you know, deceiving and all that. And then here you go. You get this discovery that's exactly what was happening.
All right. CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Andrew, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
All right. You've got it. All right. There it is. The latest on the Zacharias Massaoui trial and the penalty phase there and what's happening with it, and deemed to be a major embarrassment for the government. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about recruiters going to high school campuses. Now, you know, there's the Solomon Amendment, which the Supreme Court recently upheld, which means that you can't bar recruiters and receive federal aid. And the Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses, but they rejected a call to ban all military recruiting to comply with the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision, which is the Solomon Amendment, that the school district will impose similar restrictions on private corporations and colleges. Otherwise, it could have risked losing the federal funding. And whether you agree with this or not, and I just read a whole thing in the New Republic yesterday about this, and there's two schools of thought on this. One is about that many people object to military recruiters coming on college campuses and also on high school campuses because they object to the Armed Services policy of don't ask, don't tell, and gays and lesbians and their standing in the military. And a lot of people think that, that they shouldn't be allowed on, but there's also this school of thought about how constructive engagement changes things, and that if you want to democratize the military and you want to bring the military and keep the military in the mainstream, then you shouldn't bar them from campuses, and that they should be allowed on campuses. And you know what? I'd like to get your opinion about it, on whether you think that their Boulder Valley School District is doing the right thing or is doing the wrong thing. I have kind of mixed emotions about this. On one hand, you know what? I object to the don't ask, don't tell thing. I always have. I don't think there's anything, and I've made this clear on the show many times, I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay or lesbian, and I don't think it's anything you should have to hide. In a lot of ways, I view it as being like the next civil rights struggle for legitimacy and recognition. But but on the other hand, I don't think that barring recruiters from coming to high school campuses or college campuses, I don't think that's the answer on how to get that solved. But I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. I'd like to hear where you stand. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We'll revisit this issue, and we'll talk about it again. I got the four open lines if you want to talk about this and how you feel about having military recruiters come to your kid's high school and talk to them about a career in the military. 303-713-7600. It's 7:30, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's birthday girl Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. Highways are jamming up this morning. South on I-25, sitting bumper to bumper from Thornton Northland all the way into downtown and through T-Rex. Cooper crash off to the shoulder just past 6th Avenue, adding to those delays. I-70 seeing the slow go eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, and we're dealing with the usual slowing south on 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things are busy on Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway. The Turnpike bunches up westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Eastbounders looking at brake lights from Vigil over towards Pecos. And checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the 50s. We're at 34 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
401-AUTO.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 10:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 51 under mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin with you, and don't forget, we have not forgotten about what Senator Wayne Allard did to Senator Russell Feingold with the smear. And if you want to sign the petition to ask for an apology from Senator Wayne Allard, go to progressnowaction.org, and they've got an online petition you can sign. I personally signed the petition. Emailed Senator Allard, and also called his Washington office. So asking for an apology. He has not apologized and has only issued a lukewarm statement that it wants to debate the whole NSA controversy. And Wayne Allard should apologize for what he has done. And I noticed that the story made the front page today of the Denver Post. We're talking about the Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiters visiting high school campuses, but rejected a call to ban on the ban on all military recruiting. And, of course, as I said before, the Solomon Amendment was upheld by the Supreme Court. So how do you feel about military recruiting? Let's go to Tyler in Fort Collins. Tyler, thank you for holding on. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I actually care a lot about this topic, and the one thing I usually say is, well, I'm for recruiters being in college campuses and high school areas, and I don't think there should be limitations on that at all, mainly because kids, and that's what they are, is that they are all kids. They need somewhere to go after college and high school, and if they need something to go, sometimes the Army or the military is the best place for them to go.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with a career in the military. I, you know, as a matter of fact, I think it's a very honorable thing to do, and I don't understand the feeling of not wanting to have military recruiters on high school campuses, or you know, even the Boulder Valley School District limiting the number of military recruiters. Let them on is what I say, and you know, kids should be able to have the information and then go home and talk to their parents and discuss it and discuss a possible career. I don't see a problem with having a career in the military.
Yeah, exactly. And I do kind of have a little bit of mixed feelings. You know, I'm not necessarily for the don't ask, don't tell policy, but...
I'm definitely against that. I mean, yeah, I you know what, if you're gay or lesbian, there's no problem. I don't think there should be any problem with you being able to say what you are.
Oh, no, of course not. You are who you are. That's no problem with that at all. But, you know, I just really think, you know, college students especially, if they want something better, I mean, I've been trying to get into the military here recently, too, and I live in Fort Collins, and I work actually down in Boulder, too. So I'm trying to get into the military, but the whole thing is, you know, this isn't a government stepping in issue. This isn't a local government issue that really should. And I think it really comes down to, if schools don't want it, then they shouldn't be getting federal funding at all for any of this.
Well, they have to. If they don't want federal, you know, if they want to borrow them, then they risk losing federal funding.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate the call. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. And you know what? Here's something else. It used to be in this country, particularly in the 60s, that having a career in the military was not looked upon as being the most honorable thing in the world. But now, how do we look at it in the year 2006? And most of us have come to realize, although I was never anti-military in the 60s, anti-policy, yes, but anti-military, no. And I grew up near El Toro Marine Base. But, you know, I was never anti-military. Anti-policy, yes. And I think there's a difference between the policy and the uniform. Even though people like Marilyn Musgrave would like to... you know, would like to smear the differences between the two. Let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
I love your show. I love everything about it. But I must say this topic I don't like. It's a typical topic of Democrats bashing other Democrats. And Republicans just look on and say, what a bunch of loons.
Where do you get the idea that a discussion about the military going to high school campuses is Democrats bashing other Democrats? Now, give me an example of where that's happened.
I'll finish and then let you go on. But the topic that we should be hitting on now is raising the debt ceiling. That is something that...
Yeah, but you know what? Hold on a second. That's not... You know what, though? That's not what we're talking about. And you made a statement. And I want you to back the statement up. Where is this an example of Democrats bashing other Democrats? Either put up or shut up.
Okay, you say, well, I'm for recruiting. Other Democrats are going to say
nobody
no.
Nobody has called up and said anything. You're only the second caller on the topic.
And every Republican is just looking on saying, of course, we
should have. You know what? You can't back up what you said. You can't back it up. You're only the second caller, and no one has said anything divisive. If anybody is saying anything divisive, it's you, because you don't like the topic. Well, you know what? If you don't like the topic, then here's what you do. Go get your own talk show. Thank you for the call. God almighty, I hate people like that. Then you just let me out you be talking about. Then you know what, pal? Get your own frickin' talk show. Nobody has called up here and has bashed any Democrats. And everything is out on the table on this show. And the fact is that there is a perception out there on the part of Republicans, because they foster this perception, that the public has this perception, that somehow those of us on the left and those of us that are liberals are anti-military. And you know something? We're not anti-military. And this is a perfect example to discuss the role of the military in the public education. Good God, that kind of stuff makes me angry. And I'm sorry. Oh, God, there he goes again. He's yelling. He's carrying on. Well, you know what? Too bad. Find some other place to go if you don't like it. Let's go to Sue in Cheyenne. Sue, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh,
hi, Sue.
There?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought I lost you. Hi. First of all, I'd like to say my husband and I are Democrats, and our son is joining the Marines. He's been in the ROTC here in Cheyenne for 4 years. He is the commander. And I think they should go to the schools and such. I don't think there's a problem with that. What I've had a problem with are their tactics of, you know, we definitely wanted our son to go to college first so that when he went into the Marines or the Army or whatever he decided to join, that he went in as an officer. But the Marines have told him, and he truly believes, that other enlisted men, when he's an officer, will respect him more if he's gone in as an enlisted man as opposed to having gotten his officer ranking through college. And that has frustrated us very much, because now he's probably not going to go to college and he's just going to go into the Marines.
Why couldn't he go to college after being in the Marines?
Well, it's the point of going into the Marines as an officer versus just an enlisted man or we've called him, a grunt, somebody that's just going to go in and be at the bottom of the totem pole. We just feel that they've told him, they've kind of tainted him toward doing something that we have not actually wanted him to do. So that has been a big factor for us in kind of coming around to understanding and kind of deciding that, okay, he's going into the Marines. We're going to have to live with that.
Well, perhaps he goes in the Marines, and then after he's done with the Marines, he uses he uses his time in the Marine Corps to possibly go back to college and pay for his education. That would be a plus.
Well, definitely. And, people in the Marines there, the recruiters keep saying, well, he can get his education in the Marines. And that's true. I mean, we hope it's true. Of course, our big concern is every time you hear someone that's been killed in Iraq, it's always a Marine. We hope that he doesn't have to go to Iraq and can live so long to get his college education.
Yeah. That is a problem, and it's a big one. And hopefully, by some way, shape, or form, we'll find our way out of this conflict because we've got to get out. I think we all agree that we have to get out, and we have to get out sooner than later. But how old is your son?
He'll be 18 next month.
See, what you feel and think at 18 is not necessarily what you would think and feel, say, at 20 or 22 or 23.
Oh, absolutely.
So he may want to double back and get his college education afterwards.
Well, he hears his parents rant and rave about it, so he's not thinking. And none of us did. When we were 18, we thought we knew it all better than certainly our parents did. But I guess what I'm saying is just, I think the recruiters are good, and they give kids another option. I mean, when I was growing up, the recruiters didn't come, and I think that there are a lot of good things that can happen to you in life by going into the military, as long as, it's a balanced, basically, platform of here's what happens if you go to college, here's what happens if you go to the Marines, and here's how this is good for you, and this is how this can be good. But I just, we're just a little disappointed if they're telling him, just go straight into the Marines. It's better for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, for some kids, though, that is a good alternative. And then for many others, you know, they got to get together with their parents and they got to weigh it out. And that's kind of the role of the parents, too, to kind of get involved in that and not for the kids to make the decisions, you know, themselves. Sue, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Thanks.
Thanks.
And good luck to your son. All right, and we hope that he doesn't have to go to Iraq and doesn't end up in harm's way. One line open at 303-713-7600. Military recruiters on high school campuses, do you think that Boulder Valley School District did the right thing in limiting the number of military recruiters? And also your feelings about the don't ask, don't tell policy, which I have trouble with. 744, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and so everybody can participate except Tim, who called up and said that this was not a relevant conversation. By the way, you know, he also claimed that, you know, we're going to have Democrats bashing Democrats, and we're three calls into it, and so far nobody has bashed anybody. Well, maybe you should go over to KOA.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, the highways are jamming this morning, and the trouble spot right now, it's northbound 225. Two separate accidents working, a two-car crash at Iliff, and once you get by that, have another one waiting for you right at Mississippi, both of them off to the right shoulder. Up on I-25, sitting bumper to bumper from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. We do have a crash on the shoulder at 6th Avenue, adding to your jams. I-70, we're looking at brake lights eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and in Littleton. Eastbound C-470, slow go for you approaching Wadsworth. Around town, usual delays on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike bunching up westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Eastbounders running heavy from Vegil to Pecos. Checking out the forecast, going to be nice today. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. We're at 34 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Deals on Wheels. Colorado's largest bike sale is this Saturday and Sunday. Over 3,000 new bikes from Trek Specialized.
Located in the historic Bauer Building, the Victory American Grill and Bar is the perfect place to watch the big game, have a laid-back dinner, or even rent out their spacious banquet rooms for events. A full-scale bar with an eclectic menu featuring everything from Maryland crab cakes to Angus steak cut to order to a large selection of sirloin burgers, scratch-made desserts, and much more. A family-owned addition to the Sam's No. 3 restaurants, open daily at 11 a.m., Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, A proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning, 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 51, under mostly sunny skies. We're talking about the Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiters, the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses, but rejected a call banning all military recruiting. And I ask you about your feelings about military recruiting on high school campuses, and also the don't ask, don't tell policy, which is usually what most people use in this day and age, in 2006. To usually reject the idea of having military recruiters come on high school campuses. Let's go to Patty in Arvada. Patty, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a 19 and 23-year-old, and when they were juniors and seniors in high school, the military wasn't on the campus, but what they had access to was the list of the students, and they did a very aggressive campaign. And I would say, on average, every week, my kids received 2 to 3 calls from recruiters who used every sales tactic they could to try to get them into the office. And it got to the point that we even put a no solicitation on our phone because, you know, these are 17, 18-year-old kids that don't have those skills to argue with someone that is trying to use, you know, aggressive sales tactics on them. And so I really do agree that there should be some limitations in military recruiting, but also agree that it is a viable option for some kids.
Boy, you know, I don't think you got to be 16 or 17 or whatever, 18, to object to somebody calling you like 2 and 3 times a week. If I had somebody calling me 2 or 3 times a week over anything, I think I'd, you know, get a little upset.
Right.
You know, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And just trying everything. I mean, even with the kids, when the kids would put forth any type of argument to say, no, I'm college bound, I already have, you know, my direction in life, they'd say, oh, well, we'll pay for it, and just come in and talk to us. And, you know, they had, of course, they had the response to every objection that our children raised.
But for some people, for some kids, it is a, you know, it is a good option, and it is something I think the kids ought to be offered. I mean, I think they ought to be able to have, you know, be able to take a look at it, even though they may go home and say to their parents, look, here's what they're offering, this is what the situation is. And, you know, as parents, you say, well, yeah, but, you know, we've got you committed to go to CU or whatever the case may be. And but, you know, at least it ought to be offered.
Absolutely. I totally agree. But, again, I think with some limitations.
All right, Patty, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jim in Henderson. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I absolutely respect our service people and those kids over there that are putting their lives on the line for these policies. I don't agree with that country's policies at all as far as the reasons we got into this particular war. But I think I've heard you on the program mentioning that you were Jewish. And I just wanted to ask you, would you feel the same way that you do if this was a policy, a don't ask, don't tell, with Jewish people or with blacks?
I would be. Well, I don't understand what the question is. Would I be for it or against it? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I think you know what the answer would be. I'd be against it.
Okay, then why are if they have the policy against gays, then why do you support recruiters being able to go on campus with their policy with gays?
Because I think that the military is a viable option for some kids and that they ought to be offered it. And I don't think that there's anything to be ashamed of to contemplating a career in the military. And those kids that don't want to get into the military are not going to. But I don't think the changing the don't ask, don't tell policy, I don't think you will achieve any kind of change by isolation. I think you achieve change by engagement. Just like the same idea that I am against the embargo against Cuba, because I don't think that you get anything done by isolation. I think you get things changed by engagement and by separating the military and setting them aside and painting them with a scarlet letter, so to speak, because you don't agree with the don't ask, don't tell policy. I don't think that achieves anything. I don't think it gets you anywhere, and I don't think that it's good for the country. Nor, and I also think that kids should be able to be offered the option.
Now, if the don't ask, don't tell was regarding Jews or blacks, would you still support them recruiting in schools?
I don't think we have to go down that road, because I think that there's a civil rights code in this country, and I don't think that it applies. And I think that that you're mixing apples and oranges.
But now it used to apply with blacks.
What did African Americans do? Were they isolated from the military, or did they join?
Well, they joined.
And then what did the military end up? Let me finish.
Allowed to join. Gays can join and then turn around and get thrown out.
Okay, but when African Americans,
the schools will allow gays in the ROTC, and then when those ROTC kids, when those same gay ROTC kids join the military, then they're drummed out of the military.
All right, two things. One, African Americans did join, and didn't the military segregate before the rest of the United States, yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's number one. And then number two, if you don't like the military policy about don't ask and don't tell, you don't punish the military for it. What you do is you go to your civilian legislators and you get them to change the policy, which is what we all ought to be doing.
Right. And there is an organization called the Servicemen's Legal Defense Network. And I don't have their address or phone number.
I believe they have a website.
And they help defend gays at our...
And that's the way to get things changed. But let me ask you one question here. What good does it do to isolate the military from the rest of the populace, and particularly to isolate the military from high school and college students because you don't agree with a policy that has been formulated in the military? What good does isolation do?
Well, for one thing, if they're coming out, if they are doing the aggressive recruiting like the previous caller just mentioned, then... they are going to be recruiting some gays, and then they're going to be turning around and drumming them out. And then also, Jay, historically, I mean, you know this from way back in Vietnam, and possibly prior to Vietnam, these recruiters will promise a kid anything to get them to sign at the bottom.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question.
Okay, and what was that? I'm sorry. I'm driving also.
Oh, that's okay.
And what was that?
Well, I got about 45 seconds here, less than that. What good does it do to isolate the military? How will that change things?
You know what, and it may not. I don't know what the real answer is. I know I hate discrimination in any form.
Well, so do I. I think the answer is that you put pressure on your civilian legislators who have control over the military, but you don't isolate or punish the military. Drive safe,
you know,
man. I appreciate
agree.
It, Jim.
Okay, take it.
Drive safe. Don't get an accident there. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, we were talking about 16-year-olds the other day. I got something intriguing about kids that I want to bring up to you. So hang out.
I know. It may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The White House, in a new report on national security, is promising to do whatever it takes to keep America safe. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
It's a restatement of the doctrine of preemptive war, first strike against terrorists or terror states that could threaten the U.S. CBS News security consultant Randy Larson notes it was put to a controversial test when the U.S. invaded Iraq.
Many people feel that we did that for the search for weapons of mass destruction that were never found.
Despite that, the White House this morning says the president has no second thoughts about the first strike policy. A spokesman calls it an inherent right to self-defense. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The House has already passed a bill to secure American borders and get tough with people who hire illegal immigrants. The Senate Judiciary Committee hopes to wrap up work on its version today.
The immigration issue is political dynamite, especially in border states, and that's one reason senators are having so much trouble agreeing on a bill. Most everyone thinks the border needs to be tightened, but many, including President Bush, want some way to give status to the millions of illegal immigrants already working here before trying to crack down on those still trying to come. Throw in worry about terrorists crossing the border, and that's why the Senate Judiciary Committee is having so much trouble.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. Overseas, Iraq's new parliament held its first meeting today. It ended 30 minutes after it began with no hint of progress on naming a prime minister. American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad is trying to light a fire under rival Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish leaders.
We have to be patient with them, but keep pressing them to get on with it and to come to decisions on these issues as soon as possible.
Iraq's sectarian violence hasn't stopped. Baghdad police found 29 more murder victims overnight. Here at home, when Americans vote with their feet, Flagler County, just north of Daytona Beach, is one of the places they flock to.
It has a lot of charm. It's very laid back. There's no anything pretentious about this area.
Gail Wolcott sells real estate in the country's fastest-growing county, according to new census figures. Those numbers show a population shift to the south and west and the distant suburbs. From London, CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest on six volunteers who became gravely ill after taking an experimental cancer and arthritis drug.
Four of the men showed some signs of improvement overnight, but all six remain in intensive care. Anne Alexander, a lawyer for one of the families, says it's too early to talk about legal action.
They're very distraught. And I think they're very scared.
Executives of the German firm which developed TGN-1412 insist that laboratory tests suggest that the drug was safe. Now the race is on to find an antidote. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
HBO's Mob hit was a big hit with the TV audience. The first new Sopranos episode in 2 years drew the week's biggest cable audience, close to 9.5 million viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research. In our early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 38 points, NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
On Star Emergency, this is
Louise. Hi, I need to unlock the doors to my car.
Okay, what's your PIN number?
9740.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Oh, I'm having a really bad day. I've had one of those days. Don't worry, your day, I'm sure, will get better. Well, thanks for the signal. No, this is one of the reasons why I have a Chevy for OnStar.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Yes, I heard it. You got it.
Great.
Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. Please come here whenever you need us.
Now I swear by Chevy. It's been amazing.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, still seeing a busy ride. Trouble spot right now. It's northbound 225. Two accidents work in. Two-car crash off to the shoulder at Iliff. Once you get by that, have another crash waiting for you at Mississippi. That one, too, on the shoulder. Stop on I-25, still running heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. The good news is crews have cleared a crash just past 6th Avenue. I-70 looking at brake lights eastbound from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and in Littleton. Eastbound C-470 seeing a slow go as you approach Wadsworth. Now around town, dealing with the usual jams along Highway 93, the Diagonal, and Foothills Parkway. Highway 287 also seeing a slow go. And the Turnpike, the usual bunching as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast, sunny with highs in the upper 50s today. We're at 35 degrees right
the
now.
Bad Jay is back.
I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Bad Jay.
Toyota certified used vehicles, the best new cars make the best used cars, featuring a 3-month, 3,000-mile comprehensive warranty.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now. Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services Leaf Defier Gutter Protection System keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Hey salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
I don't know how, but I have. I mean, I woke up at midnight, and it was like, oh, it's killing me. So if you haven't gotten any email from me, if you haven't got an answer from me, it's not that I don't care. It's just that I can't type. So I'm not answering you. I'm not answering my sister in California. I'm not answering my friends across the country. I'm not answering anybody. Okay, so I want you to know that. So I'm not being just, you know, I'm not being like, oh, he's an arrogant radio guy. No, you know, even the criticisms, I answer them. But I just haven't been answering them. I can't answer all my email, but I try to answer most of them. All right, let's get back on the phones here. We go to Becca in Littleton, who doesn't think they should be allowed. Becca, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hey. Hi.
Okay, well, first I want to say, you know, I'm not necessarily anti-military. I'm in Taekwondo. It's a paramilitary art. But I do think that, I will say that when I went back to visit my college, 10-year reunion, yeah, I was just so impressed by how young those kids are, you know. And I think people have brought up some valid points with, you know, the salespeople for recruiting are really pretty hardcore, and that maybe this is, you know, I think that military
as a career, it can be a very noble career, but I think that it's probably not an appropriate career for children. And I really do think of college age kids as still children.
How old's the average young person in college? I mean, what they're like
under 30. Under 30.
I mean, so would you consider somebody 25 or 22 or 21 or 20 to be a child?
I would consider them not fully mature yet.
Well, yeah, but I know a lot of 40-year-olds who are not fully mature.
Well, that's true. But like when you say, you know, well, they ought to talk it over with their parents, you know, that's because they're not really ready to make that decision all on their own
yet.
Well,
yeah, when I say that, though, I'm talking about, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds. I'm not talking about 22-year-olds.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, you could draw a line there and you could say, well, college is different from high school, and that's definitely true. But I would say even in college, you know, they're not, most kids aren't fully independent from their parents yet. Most are still working out a lot of their own issues. Okay, we don't allow drinking up until college age. You know, I think if you're not going to allow somebody to drink, you shouldn't allow them to go out and have a career that involves killing either, you know. So you've got to
There's a lot of parts of the military that, you know, that don't necessarily involve killing, and we would hope that it doesn't involve killing, and that, you know, right now we've got an administration with a misguided policy, and if you look at, we were talking about this earlier between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, if you look at the polls that are out now, both the Pew Research poll, which shows Bush at 33% approval rating, and the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, which shows 37%, I mean, there's no question we have a misguided, you know, foreign policy, and most people believe that going to Iraq was a mistake. But, you know, what about, A, a peacetime military, and, B, you know, the military involves, you know, young people. I mean, they don't, you can't go out to somebody when they're like 40 or 50 years old and say, gee, you want to go to boot camp? Because, I mean, most of us, you know, at 50 probably couldn't cut it. And there's probably a lot of people at 40 that couldn't cut it. So, and you don't want to, and you don't want to go to a draft. So then where does the military get people?
Well, you know, I just think that maybe 30 years old should be the starting age.
Well, you don't want to go into boot camp at 30 years of age.
Well, why not? It's not like you're over the hill yet. I mean,
by 30 years of age, you know, most people have some kind of a career going by the time they're 30. I mean, at least I did. How about you?
Well, yes, I started my career, I'd say, at 30. But does that mean it's right? Does that make it ethically correct to send kids off to do the work that really should be done by people that are more self-centered, that are more, you know, they know what they want.
You know what? I think that's a matter in some degree of an individual cases, and you're not talking, once again, we're not talking about, you know, 12 or 13-year-olds. We're not talking about, you know, I mean, even 16 and 17-year-olds, the parents are still or should be a very much a part of their lives. And they should be. And if they're not, I mean, there's a problem with it. But when you're having like career day or something at a high school, what's wrong with letting military recruiters come on and say, look, you know what, we can offer you a good career in the military, and here are the benefits that you would get, and
well,
be able to go through all of that.
What's the ultimate consequence of that? I mean, let's say the kids sign up. They say, hey, that sounds like a great idea. And then they end up getting sent off to Iraq, and they end up in warfare where people around them are being killed and they're killing other people. I mean, they're still in the developmental stage, basically. I mean,
All right, then let me ask you this on a matter of a practical basis.
Mm-hmm.
That if you don't want this, and once again, I don't think you can go to 30-year-olds. Most 30-year-olds have a career. Where are you going to get people to join? And if you don't want to do it that way, then are you in favor of going to a draft?
Well, maybe there should be something in terms of, you know, kids can join the military but aren't going to be put in the front line until they're a certain age. Well, you know, you'd have to say something like, of course, if it were me, I'd say 25. But maybe you'd say drinking age, 21. You know, there ought to be some sort of plan to accommodate the kids having a future rather than, you know,
let me just ask you one last thing, because I'm intrigued by this. Why do you assume that everybody who joins the military is going to end up in Iraq and is going to die? I mean, first of all, we hopefully hope that they don't. Second
right.
of all, we hope with great promise and optimism that at some point, and probably not under this president, but hopefully under a Democratic-controlled legislature and eventually a Democratic president in 08 that will find our way out of this mess, then what? What happens if we're not engaged in any foreign conflicts?
Well, I sure hope you're right. You know, maybe I just take the pessimistic view, but it is a potential. And as long as it's a potential, I think we have to deal with it. Because that's what the military is about, right? It's about defending our country. And so that's always sort of looming there, even if we're in a time of peace and we've got a good administration heading the country. And something could come up.
All right, Becca. You know what? We don't agree, but I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Dan in Greeley. Dan, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I don't really know where to start. I've heard so much on the radio over the last 30 minutes. So I've been waiting. But I was a recruiter for 10 years. And I was right after Vietnam, 77 to 87.
Mm.
And I was a drill sergeant before that. Kind of give you a little preface. I call a lot because I'm a retired sergeant major. So I've talked to you before.
Right.
But first off, a lot of people don't understand how these recruiters become recruiters. A lot of them don't volunteer to be recruiters. They're drafted from the Army or from the Marines or from the Navy because it's a very stressful job to be a recruiter. And a lot of people don't understand that. I taught recruiting for 3 years. I was in charge of the recruiting school at Fort Harrison, Indiana. These people have to make phone calls. They have to make contacts. They have to make appointments. They're set on a quota, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And these people, you know, sure, they do call a lot. They do repetitive calling. I was hung up on the phone a lot when I was a recruiter, especially right after Vietnam. It was not a popular war. Iraq right now is not a popular war, so there's a lot of similarities at this point. And sure, the parents don't want us to contact them. But the thing is, the prime age of recruitment is 17 to 25. That is the prime age of recruiting. When you start getting 25 and older, or even 30 and older, if they don't join the service at a certain time of their life, they can't even stay in their career because they're going to max out on age requirements.
All right. So do you think recruiters, do you think it's a good thing that they go to high school campuses?
Of course, there's no way recruiters nowadays can even make it on recruiting without going to high school campuses, in college campuses. They have to, because you might as well, if you don't allow them to go to these campuses and contact these people at home and contact them in the colleges, you might as well bring the draft back, because they're not going to make it. And there's going to be so much turmoil in the military, and there's going to be so much non-support, we are ruining the reserve in the National Guard because they were never designed to do what they're doing today. It was not the premise for them to be in there.
That's very, very true. The administration is running the reserve and National Guard into the ground.
Yeah, because during Vietnam, as you remember, I think you're old enough to remember, a lot of people went in the Guard and Reserve to get out of going to Vietnam.
Yeah, specifically George W. Bush.
Right, I was one of those persons that got drafted and had to go to Vietnam, and heck, I was 19 years old over there. I turned 19 over there, and I was 20 over there when I got out of there. And hell, that lady was saying that that's too young to kill somebody. Well, I agree. I didn't like doing it at the time I was doing it, you know. But they were shooting at me. I had no other choice, you know. But Audie Murphy was 16 years old when he went in the military. Before he was 20, he had the Medal of Honor. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yep, I do. So your vote would be for it. Dan, thank you. Thank you for your service to your country, and thank you. I appreciate the call. And call again, please.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I was drafted as well, but was kicked out because I couldn't pass a security clearance. That's a long story I'll go into someday. At least, though, I didn't go to Alabama and shirk my responsibilities to work on somebody's presidential campaign. Or, as Dick Cheney said, I had other priorities. The Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses, but rejected a call to ban all-out military recruiting. Do you agree with that? Part of that, people object to it because of the don't ask, don't tell. Then the other thing is, I wonder how much of those of us who are progressives, those of us who are liberals and on the left, have kind of an anti-military hangover from Vietnam that we need maybe to get over. And that's something else to explore here. 303-713-7600. Glad you're along. We'll take more of your calls coming up here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9 o'clock, the ACLU has busted the FBI for spying on anti-war protesters. This is before the Iraq War even...
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
What do you do at Just Breaks?
At Just Breaks, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, you know, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Everywhere you look, you'll see the signs. There's so much to see at Toyota's premier event, now at your Toyota dealer. Get the Toyota truck you've always wanted, like the rugged Tundra or the tough Tacoma. Both have been rated best overall value of the year. And right now, get an incredible lease, low APRs, or great customer cash, like $1,500 on the durable 06 Tundra double cab. With great deals like these, you'll really want to take home a tough Toyota truck. It's a great time to get to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota's premier event is on, but hurry. You won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 IntelliChoice Inc. www.intellichoice.com. Compact pickup, two-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive, full-size pickup, two-wheel drive, half-ton. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. on new 06 Tundras. Does not apply to other offers. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 4306.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or Toyota.com for savings you don't want to miss. Moving forward, Toyota.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and I noticed my man Keith Overman was on Al Franken yesterday. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies. We're talking about the Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses, but rejected a call to ban all-out military recruiting under the Solomon Amendment, which was upheld by the Supreme Court. If they did that, then they would lose federal funding. All right, let's go back to the phones. Blaine in Denver, who's been hanging on. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Blaine once, Blaine twice. Blaine has gone into the ether. Let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Sure.
I think this is pretty much an elitist attitude from these people. I did two hitches, and I can tell you, Boulder, you know, upper class, snobs, don't want blonde-haired, blue-eyed Billy going into the Army and basically having to be a man.
Well, do you think that's what it is, or do you think there are some people who fear that 16- and 17-year-olds, you know, that they don't have the, as Becca said, they don't have the ability and the maturity to make up their minds as to, you know, and what they may make up their minds to, you know, when you're 16 or 17, may not be in the end, you know, a really good decision. I mean, I think they should be, you know, given the option. I think they should be informed about it. I don't see why you can't do that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Well, there is nothing wrong with it. I mean, the fact is, you know, I went to Denver Public School, graduated in 81 during the Reagan recession, couldn't get a job. That's the only reason I went in, period. That was it, economics purely.
Yeah, well, for a lot of people, that's the reason they do go in.
And, it gave me money to get to college. You know, by the time I came out of college, same situation. We're back in another recession. So I went back in, and, you know, I went back as an officer. Things were a little bit better, but I got to tell you, I hear people talking about take it up to 30. I was 22 at OCS, and people were just, I think the max cutoff was 25. So, and there were people that couldn't hack it then.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
it's a physical, it's nightmare. You're at your best physical shape between 18 to 26, and that's it, period.
Well, the weird thing and maybe this is just me, but the weird thing I had about the 30-year-old thing that Becca was talking about, when I was 30 years old, man, you know, I'd been in radio since I'd been like, you know, 18 or 19. And I mean, I was, you know, I was working in Chicago at that point, and I mean, I had time invested in a career. It's not like it's not like most people at 30 years old, I think, would, you know, and many people are married. You know, they own a home. I mean, you wouldn't, like, turn around, you go into your boss, well, I got to quit. Well, when are you going to quit? Well, I've decided to join the military. Well, what do you mean? You know, you go home to your wife. Well, I'm leaving. Where are you going? I'm going to boot camp. Like, when you're 30 years old, I don't think people can pull that off at 30.
Yeah, well, you're right. They can't. We had, I remember we had a guy down there that was 30. He couldn't hack it. He had to get out. I mean, he really couldn't take it. However, you know, I know, well, we got a war going on here, and that's why I know that's why they don't want their kids, you know, even talking to recruiters, period. If there wouldn't be a war, they wouldn't care. But now that they have, the kids may die. You could die walking out the street. I'll give you a good example. I had a better chance of getting killed in my own neighborhood than I did when I joined the military.
Well, do you think there's a, and nobody's really answered this question, do you think on the part of progressives and liberals there's kind of a, or at least to the older ones, is there's kind of a hangover left over from the Vietnam War?
Yeah, but it's more of the liberals that, you know, had a better background, I'm thinking, than your average, you know, just working class Democrat. These were the people of privilege who have that kind of snobbish attitude. Boulder's always been a mecca for snobs. I'll just call it the way it is ever since I grew up here my whole life, and Boulder's always been an elitist town. And they're doing this because they don't want their kids to even have the possibility of going in. And who says you're going to die if you go over there? Nobody knows. You could die walking out of your house tomorrow and getting hit by a truck. You don't know.
I don't know, man. But the way I drive sometimes, I think you could die behind the wheel. Hey, Rob, thank you, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The call. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I have real strong feelings about this because I have a 16-year-old son myself, and I am not opposed to him joining the military if at the age of 18, which is when he's supposed to sign up, he makes that decision. However, at the age of 16, he is not old enough to make that decision anyway. He is not much match at the mental abilities of 16-year-olds against a slick military recruiter, and I resent his invasion of his privacy, that they get to know his cell phone number, his address, his grades, and everything else about him, because he is not of age to make that decision yet. I think they should leave him alone until he is.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with that. How about this idea, though, that they have, like, career day at the high school, and so somebody representing the Marine Corps, the Air Force, you know, the Army shows up and puts on a presentation. You don't find anything wrong with that.
I don't mind that if it's on equal footing with other careers. But when they start pursuing the kids through the parking lot of the high school and call you up on the phone and all this other stuff that they do, because they really are rather desperate to get more people enlisted, they'll do just about anything. and they'll tell them anything, too. I know Cindy Sheehan's son was promised that he would get to be, what, assistant chaplain or something. They had no intention of having him assistant chaplain. They will tell them anything so that they will sign on the dotted line. They'll offer them money. They'll say they're going to have different career opportunities. And right now, I don't think that's really true. I think they're just telling them that so that they will get them to sign up.
So you in other words, so you wouldn't have any problem with them being there, but you would restrict their access?
If they were treated the same way as any other career is treated, they're not allowed to pursue the students, they're not allowed to call them at home. I don't know of any other careers that can get to call students at home.
Most careers, they don't want to call you at home. They want you to call them.
Yeah, exactly. If they're treated on an equal footing, I guess I don't see anything on that. I wish they would isolate their attempts, though, to kids in community college, kids who are seniors, kids who are old enough to make this decision in the first place.
You know, the damnedest thing about this, though, the most ironic thing is, I must have argued here for at least a couple hours that 16-year-olds cannot make mature adult decisions.
I will tell you.
And you know, and I was talking, and I was talking about particularly you know, the Sean Allen Benish situation. And man, you know, people were calling up here disagreeing with me, and I got taken to task and emailed something heavy about this. See, I don't think 16-year-old. First of all, I think they ought to be exposed to the military as an option. I think that they ought to be, you know, given the opportunity to find out what that's about and what
sure.
the benefits are and all of those things. Should they be pressured to sign on the dotted line when they're 16? No. Should they call you at home, as the other woman pointed out, you know, 2 and 3 times a week? No. Because you know something? Nobody should call you at home for anything 2 or 3 times a week. So I'm with you guys, like, on that part 100%. I'm just not for barring them from the campus. I'm just not for saying, okay, you know what, you can't come, period. Because if you're going to have career day, there are a lot of students that's a really viable option. And a lot of kids have gone in the military, have gotten out and gone to college and had the college pay for their military. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with a career in the military, even though a lot of us disagree with the current policy of the administration.
Well, I agree with you that inherently there's nothing wrong with the military. I'm just, you know, I'm concerned right now because I don't want my son used as cannon fodder. I want them to be honest and straightforward with the people they recruit. I don't think they are. Before you go, I will vouch from personal experience, having a 16-year-old right now, they are not mature enough to make those kinds of decisions.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know what? Thank you. I feel totally, completely rescued.
Absolutely.
And vindicated. Elaine, thank you. Wonderful
thank you.
Call.
Thank you.
All right. And I do. Because a lot of you sent me really angry email about the Sean Allen thing when I said we should cut him some slack because he's 16. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the military and the progressives and the left's view of recruiting on high school campuses and you know, our views of the military and the don't ask, don't tell, and do we possibly, you know, have a kind of a left-wing hangover when it comes to the military because of, you know, what really basically misuse of the military by this administration and other administrations. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bailey, I have news for you. The bad Jay is back.
I like it.
But I'm trying to be good.
I like the bad evil Jay.
Well, here's the bad evil Bailey with Progressive Traffic.
All right, well, we are dealing with a couple trouble spots this morning. Northbound 225, loaded up from I-25 all the way up to I-70. Had a couple earlier accidents, one near I-Lift, the other at Mississippi. The good news is they have been cleared out of the way. Turnpike seeing the usual bunching through Broomfield and Westminster. I-25 still running heavy in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. And in Littleton, eastbound C-470, we're looking at brake lights as you approach Wadsworth. Now around town, busy ride on Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, and the usual delays along Highway 287. Off the highways, watch for an accident working at Broadway and Bellevue, seeing lots of jams in that area. On to the forecast, sunny right now. It's going to stay that way this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The biggest car dealer in Brighton just got bigger at Johnson Auto Plaza. Choose from over 600 vehicles on 10 big acres just north of E-470 on Highway 85 in Brighton. Right now, get loaded 05 Stratus or Sebring from just $99.95. Call now at 303-654-1940.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk Saturday, March 18th at the Hilton in Fort Collins. It's your chance to listen to Bill Ritter and keynote speaker Ambassador Joseph Wilson. For more information, log on to am760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
8:37 is my turn. You know, there's nothing worse than interrupting somebody. Although we all do it on occasion, and I do it too. It's 8:31, 27 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, Rocky's Auto's matching down is underway in a big, big way, up to $1,500. So if you got 15, hey, they'll match it. It's 3, and then you got 3. If you got 1,000, they'll match it. Then it's 2,000. If you got 500, they'll match it. And then you got a grand to put down on Rocky's huge selection. They got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Don't believe me. You can go down there and see it in person or check it out on the internet at rockysautos.com and also pre-qualify for a car loan there. And check out the enormous selection. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And I always talk about my friends, Rockies, and they are my friends. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. They'll help you out. They're there. They're dedicated to, you know, to making your buying experience a good one. And there's Gerard Menard. There's Spanky. There's so many good people working out at Rockies. Mary and I have been involved with Rockies since 1993. Now, Rockies has been involved with the Front Range since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of serving folks all along the Front Range, just like you. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come late, they'll take care of you. And they'll stay late and help you out. And you know what? At Rocky's Autos, they got a huge selection. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, over 500 good-looking vehicles on the lot and ready to go. That's Rocky's Autos. You can't miss them. They got a big sign out there. And every once in a while, I'm on that electronic sign, too, by the way. My, you know, my picture comes up and everything. But they've got a big sign out there. You can't miss it. It's on Federal. But Rockies is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos, get out there. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Say hello and get out there now while the matching down is underway. Up to $1,500. That's Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
Bacon, eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
You know what? This is not called What's the Name of That Tune, but I, like, is this Girlfriend? Okay, but I can't remember who the guy is that did it. He only had, like, one hit, right? And I think this is it? Matthew Sweet. Okay, see, I'm not that bad. Am I? I can figure these things out every once in a while. 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 51. Mostly sunny. Have you heard about the FBI? They got busted spying on anti-war protesters, Iraq anti-war protesters, except there's one catch to this. It was before the Iraqi war even started. And we'll talk to the ACLU about all of this coming up after 9 o'clock, and then, of course, we'll go to open phones. Right now we're talking about the Boulder Valley School District, and they voted to limit the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses. So we're talking about something that, you know, Republicans have once again, been jabbing us with this forever and a day. About how, you know, the military is their exclusive property. And I don't know how many of you saw this. And I tried to bring it up as a topic here on AM 760. And a lot of you didn't respond to it. And to me, it's outrageous. You know, there's a law out there that you're not supposed to use the military. That, you know, people in the military cannot show up at political events and partake in political activities in uniform, and Marilyn Musgrave at a Republican dinner had the had this guy was pictured in the newspaper dressed up in a military uniform. So the Republicans run around, and it's like, oh, the military. And Bush always appears in front of the military. So this kind of cuts to liberal or progressive sensitivities. And this whole idea about high school recruiting. And that's what we're talking about. Let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, man. Well, for the people who are writing you all those nasty emails, I have this to say. If they're old enough at 16 to make an adult decision to go in and into armed services, shoot people, kill people, then they're old enough to make adult decisions. And then they have to agree that they have to let them drink. They have to let them smoke, because you can't smoke unless you're 18, right?
Right.
And that, I mean, that's the rules. They're making the rules, but I think they're hypocrites. The other thing is, okay, well, we have to allow them access to pornography. You know, all of it. You know, these are the stupid, just,
You're not old enough, and you're not mature enough at 16 to make
exactly.
adult decisions.
Exactly. And my kid is 10. I have a boy that's 10. In 5 years, they're going to be hitting on him. And I'm basically going to sit down with my son. I'm going to say, look, if you want to join the military, get all the information. And if they want to sit down with my son, I would rather sit in on the meeting. And I think they should have everybody sit in on, the parents sit in on the meeting, that they're trying to manipulate this kid to get into the services. Now, they can give them all the sunshine they want, but the military's not all sunshine. And these kids are not old enough. They are not old enough at 16 to make that kind of decision. And if they are, and if these hypocrites say they are, then they better get off their butt and start changing drinking laws, smoking laws, and everything else, because that's hypocrisy. That's just complete and utter, you know, stupidity.
All right, but you wouldn't have any trouble. Would you have trouble with, like, because all high schools do this.
I don't have problems.
You know, they have a career. Yeah, because they, you know, they invite the military. I mean, is there a problem? I don't have a problem with that. Would you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have, because they're not one-on-one with a kid. When they get one-on-one with a kid at age 16, they befriend that child. They are their buddy. And this lady beforehand said, they're slick. They are very slick. They're very manipulative in the services. Even when you're in the services, they manipulate you to a point of almost being brainwashed. They have to. That's the services. That's what they do. You know, because they don't want you under pressure to crack and not be able to, you know, fire your weapon or shoot somebody or kill somebody. They have to brainwash them. So in essence, they are manipulating these kids and taking advantage of them. Do I think they need to be in there at 18? Yeah, at 18, you know, yeah, sure. You know, that's fine. You want to talk to 18-year-olds, great.
All right, so you could have like a senior career day if you're going to be 17 or 18 years of age and the military wants to come talk to you and they want to present their options. See, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I certainly don't have a problem with it. Let me tell you where I have a problem. Where I have a problem is people who don't believe they should be allowed on high school campuses, period.
Well,
and, you know, to me that's wrong.
I think everything has its place. I think everything with some logic and thinking, you know, because these people are saying, yeah, they can make adult decisions to go in the Army at 16, but they can't smoke, they can't drink, they can't do anything else. But it's hypocrisy, and these jarheads that get on here and are just gung-ho. Hey, I applaud you. I applaud your patriotism. I think it's great. I think we need people like you. I just don't understand why you have to. It's kind of like religion. You're going to force it on somebody and manipulate them into their decision, and I think that's wrong.
Well, everything has to be done I'm not trying to quote Fox here, because it's not Fox. It's not facts. It's Fox. But everything has to be done kind of in a fair and imbalanced way. And I think that, that's what we ought to be asking for. But barring the military period is not a good practice. Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
One line open at 303-713-7600. I remember at the height of the Vietnam War, I remember military recruiters coming to my high school campus in Orange County, California. You know, at that point, I wanted to get into radio. And that's what I wanted to do. But, I sat through and listened to what they had to say. I wasn't disrespectful. And I guess I'm just one of those odd people. Or maybe I'm not that odd. You know, maybe this is just a stereotype that has been foisted upon us by the conservative-dominated media that during Vietnam we were anti-military. Because I certainly, as I said before, I wasn't anti-military. I just knew I wanted to do something else. But it's not like I stood up in front of the sergeant or whoever the recruiter was and said, hey, man, you know, like, and got disrespectful. But for a lot of kids, there's no, you know, a career in the military, you know, like my nephew wants to go into the military. He's like 10 years old. He'll probably change his mind when he gets older. Maybe he won't. But I support him in whatever he wants to do. But he also wants to go to college, and he's smart enough. My 10-year-old nephew is, like, extremely smart, and he's smart enough to know that what he wants to do is he tells his his Uncle Jay and his Aunt Mary that what he wants to do is he wants to use the military as a way to pay for him to go to college, to university. You know, what's wrong with that?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So expect some bunching behind that. Southbound I-25, still seeing a slow go as you head into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225, loaded up from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Northbound are still seeing a heavy ride from I-25 on up to I-70. Now around town, things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road, dealing with the usual slowing, and the Turnpike, looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Checking out the forecast, sunny today, highs in the upper 50s, we're at 37 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil and they're mercury free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for SpeedVac Vision, the only way to see.
The show Bob Beaupre never hears. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:49, 11 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The U.S. military is in the middle of launching the largest airstrike in Iraq since the 03 invasion 3 years ago. 1,500 troops, coalition troops involved. And this is somewhere outside of Samara. We'll have details with CBS at the top of the hour. Then we'll talk to Ben Weisner of the ACLU. Yep, the FBI caught snooping again. Thank God for the ACLU. Glad I'm a member. Love to crow about that. Drives the right wing crazy, don't they? That used to be the big thing. They've been perpetrating that one since Michael Dukakis. Well, you must be a card-carrying member of the ACLU. Well, you're exactly right. And use this as a kickstand for your nose, okay? All right, let's go back to the phones here. We're talking about the Boulder Valley School District has voted to limit the number of military recruiter visits on high school campuses, but rejected a call to ban all-out military recruiting because under the Solomon Amendment, they would lose federal funding. Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Carol.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Simple suggestion to probably solve the problem for everybody. I agree colleges is fair game. Once they go to college, I think recruiters have a right to set up and try to recruit them. But 16, 17-year-old kids, no. And I think that what they should do is just ask for parental permission for them to attend the event, whatever it may be. And it's such an individual thing. I don't think you can make one policy that's going to really satisfy everybody. And they ask for, you know, parental permission for everything at schools anymore. So why not this?
Yeah, I don't have any trouble with that. I couldn't imagine telling my 16-year-old, well, they're having career day. You know, you can't go see what the military has to say. I'll go back to what I said earlier. I mean, having them call you at home, having them call your child at home, or your teenager at home, like two and three times a week or whatever the case is, you know, I wouldn't care whether it's the military or a magazine subscription thing. And you know what? There's an insurance company, and I'm not going to mention what that insurance company is, but they're calling from Canada. If anybody else is getting these kinds of calls. And you know what? That's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Enough is enough already with that.
Well, what they could do then is just allow the kids to attend, but that the military cannot contact them without permission if they're underage. I mean, I don't understand why the military has free reign over a 16-year-old kid. I just don't. And to me, there should be some way to block that. And I speak from somebody who signed up at 17. I served 20 years. And, of course, I couldn't sign up, but I did sign up at 17. I couldn't go till I was 18 because
right.
I was a woman, and they wouldn't let me in. And, you know, I served through Vietnam. I'm also gay. I also went through all the witch hunts and managed to survive it. So, you know, I have quite an experience on this. I also taught kids at Lowry, the young ones who were coming in, when it was a training base. So, you know, I know that most kids go in and they have a specific reason why they get in. And I just would like to have the parents be able to have some idea that the child's even looking into it. And before they start getting contacted, I think the parents should know about that.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Sure.
What was your parents' reaction when you told them that you had signed up at 17 to go?
Well, back then in the 60s, you just didn't...
You didn't get your parents' permission. You just
Well, you know, women just didn't go in. And so my situation was kind of different. I had a not a really good home, and I was hidden for the hills as fast as I could anywhere, any place.
I can identify with that. Same thing with me. I just happened to go into radio, you know.
Yeah.
I just happened to take off and go into radio and, you know, ended up like in Del Rio, Texas, at the bottom of the earth in the middle of, you know, the end of the road of nowhere. So I was doing exactly the same thing, but I didn't go into the military. All right, Carol, thank you. I appreciate your call, and thanks for the service your service to the country.
That's fine. Thank you, Jay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You got it. Let me go to Ed in Centennial. Where are you, Ed? Here you are. Ed, hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Good show. How are you today?
Hey, Ed, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. I just wanted to make a comment that I grew up in a small town in West Virginia, and the recruiter came to my high school and gave their presentation, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, so his name was Dale Scarborough, and he talked to me about the Navy and the pluses and the minuses, and I went in, and I could have went to any college. My brother was in medical school at the time, and my parents had the means to send me anywhere, but I went in the Navy, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I ended up staying in 20-some years and retired from the submarine force, and I just really enjoyed it, and I wasn't really given any false promises or anything like that. I think it's like anything else. It's what you make out of it. You can do anything in life that you want. It's just the effort that you put into it.
Yeah, I agree. And different parents have different reactions. I mean, I remember, for me, you know, I remember announcing to my parents at an early age, oh, I'm going to be in radio.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. You're not going to go to college. You're not going to go to university. No. Well, that was kind of looked down upon.
Right.
In my family. And, you know, once again, I think kids should be exposed to options that they may have, but I don't think any of us, as kids, our kids or as adults or whatever, I don't think any of us want to be hounded.
Right, right. And I just have one other quick comment, because I know you have a busy show. It's a great show this morning. About the age, you know, you wouldn't see Mike Shanahan out trying to recruit a running back at 30 years old. You just physically can't keep up with that pace. I can't imagine myself. I'm 47 now. I can't imagine myself on a submarine at 47.
Right.
I mean, it just can't happen. You know, the last submarine that I rode on was permanently on when I got off of it. I was 33, and that was extremely tough. And I was old at 33. You know.
Don't most people have a career by the time they're in their 30s?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's just the physical demands. I mean, staying up and the demands that you place on the body, you just can't do it when you get older. You just can't, you know. You're ready for the desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, thanks a lot. Great show.
Well, thanks for your service to the country, and thanks for being part of it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you got it. Let me go to Ryan in Boulder, who I think has got a great point. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I really think that the problem isn't the recruiting. We wouldn't need the recruiting in the high schools and colleges if parents and children trusted our commander-in-chief to make the right decisions with our children or ourselves.
Boy, and overwhelmingly, especially today, the Wall Street Journal poll down to 37% and the Pew Research poll down to 33%. Ryan, I think you've hit a home run. I think the basic problem is, you know what, lack of trust, and we don't want our kids exposed to what we consider to be a total and complete irrational foreign policy and a leadership that can't handle what we're in already.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the root of the problem is definitely the commander-in-chief right now, and parents don't trust their children's lives in his hands. And I just don't think that he's making the right decisions, and people are noticing it.
Yeah, you know what, and I don't think there's any, you know what, there's no way to dispute what you've said. I mean, absolutely a home run out of the park. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate you hanging in there and getting on the show.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. All right. You know, he's right about that. You know what? All aspects of this government, the military, any other aspect of this government, we've got bad leadership in Washington. So you know what the bottom line is? Nobody wants to be involved. Jessica Simpson doesn't want to go to a fundraiser tonight with George W. Bush. What does that tell you? All right, coming up next, the FBI busted spying again. We'll hear from the ACLU about this, and then we'll go to open phones. If you want to continue this topic, that's fine. If you want to talk about Bush's standing in the polls, that's also fine. Whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll get right on it.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A major military operation in Iraq as dozens of U.S. planes launched the biggest aerial assault since the 2003 invasion. CBS News correspondent David Martin has more from the Pentagon.
By air assault, they mean an assault on an objective outside of Samarra by both helicopters and ground vehicles. And this involves both U.S. and Iraqi troops. The U.S. troops are from the 101st Airborne Division, which specializes in air assault.
As many as 1,500 U.S. and Iraqi troops are part of the operation. In Baghdad this morning, the new members of Iraq's parliament were sworn in, but after only half an hour, the gavel fell to close the session. There are key obstacles to overcome, including the choice of a new prime minister, Iraq expert Simon Henderson.
The bad news is that there isn't a government. The good news is that they themselves are still talking about it.
But the president is taking the wraps off a revamped national security plan. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The administration's first strike policy against terrorists and rogue countries is at the heart of the plan. In a restatement of that strategy, the president says diplomacy is the first choice, but the U.S. stands ready to use force before any attacks happen. The 49-page report singles out Iran as the biggest challenge to the U.S. It accuses the Tehran regime of supporting terrorism and stirring up trouble in Iraq. With Iran now offering to discuss Iraq, the administration says it's open to talks. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The shockwaves continue from a drug trial that went tragically awry for six men, landing them in a London hospital. Two of the six remain in critical condition, the others in serious condition. The men were part of a study involving a drug designed to treat autoimmune disease and leukemia. But some people say the Boston-based company running the trial didn't follow protocols and tried to pressure participants, including Tom Edwards.
When I was reading the consent form, I was definitely not given enough time to read it, and while I was reading out someone over my shoulder explaining sentences and paragraphs which I really didn't need and telling me that I needed to sign at the bottom and then we could get on with it, and it was three or four times that he told me to do that, which I wasn't comfortable with.
The company says it fully complied with medical guidelines. The Transportation Security Administration says the attorney at the heart of the firestorm surrounding the death penalty trial of Zacharias Moussaoui has been put on administrative leave. Carla Martin's coaching led to the judge barring some key prosecution witnesses. Police are trying to piece together why a car plowed into a crowd of students yesterday in Culver City, California, killing a teacher and injuring eight children. Tennyson Collins watched the driver run from the accident.
I took off running after her. At first she said I wasn't the driver, and I said, well, you were in the car, you need to come back as a witness. She just said, I can't come back.
Now the driver and the passenger are both under arrest. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 37 points and the NASDAQ is up 2. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, we have a couple issues still lingering this morning. Southbound I-25, a bit heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I now have an accident working in the HOV lane right at 38, so probably a good idea to stay on the regular side. Northbounders are bunched up towards I-70 because of a wreck there. The good news is that's just been yanked out of the way. And west of Golden, we're seeing some trouble with a wreck on US 6 and 19th. Only one lane is getting through, so expect some heavy jams there. Around town, starting to thin out just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden. Usual slowing on Highway 287, and the Turnpike actually looking pretty good right now for Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
He's got the bird flu.
Your senator and my senator, he's basically accusing Russell Feingold of treason.
Everything the Democrats say is emboldening the terrorists.
Folks, do not fall for this again. This is outrageous.
Follow the story on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The FBI has been caught again spying on anti-war protesters, people who object to the Iraq War. But as I understand it, this was before even the Iraq War started. We have Ben Wisner, National Staff Attorney with the ACLU on the line. And as I always say, every time we have somebody from the ACLU on, I'm a proud card-carrying member and have been for a long, long time. Ben, good morning, and welcome to the program.
I'm really glad to be here, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, am I correct on this? This spying was done before the Iraq War ever started.
Yeah, these documents that we posted on our website this week are from 2002 and 2003, before the war, and they are under the heading International Terrorism Matters. They're an investigation of the Thomas Merton Center, which is an organization that, as the FBI points out, advocates, among other things, pacifism.
Ooh.
So you have terrorist officials who are going after an organization that is, by its definition, opposed to violence. And I guess this would be kind of funny if it weren't also frightening.
Yeah, it is very, very frightening. Now, they didn't give this up voluntarily. You had to go to court to get it.
Well, actually, this document was turned over in response to a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Pennsylvania ACLU. I wonder, we do have a lawsuit out of our New York office, which has revealed a number of troubling documents about the FBI's pursuit of PETA and Greenpeace, vegans, and other undesirables. But this one was really just turned over in response to a request without a lawsuit.
Wow. All right. I always thought you had it. I thought, and I know about FOIAs because I filed one before, and I'm in the process of filing one for myself. But, you know, I had thought, and mistakenly so, that you guys had to go to court, that the FBI wasn't willing to give this stuff up voluntarily.
Generally, that's right. And, you know, I mean, I guess there are some good civil servants in the FBI's FOIA unit that didn't allow this thing to go into the hands of the redactors, because most of the documents that we have gotten through litigation, you know, look like Swiss cheese. But I do want to put in a plug right now for people to go and look at these documents themselves and not just listen to my description of them. They are at ACLU.org/spy files, one word, and you can see for yourselves the kind of stuff that we've gotten.
All right, give that web address again.
It's ACLU.org/spy files, one word, and you'll get to see a number of documents from Colorado as well. Whereas your police department has been writing down Quakers license plate numbers for years.
Right. Now, as I understand it, the FBI says, or they indicate in these documents, that they were really only interested in one person. Is this true?
It doesn't make any sense. I've looked at the FBI's response. Again, you need to look at the documents themselves. They say they are to report results of the investigation of Pittsburgh anti-war activity. You know, they say that these Thomas Merton Center activists have been seen hanging out with people who appear to be Middle Eastern. You know, they say that the Thomas Merton Center advocates pacifism, that it's been determined to oppose the war in Iraq. It doesn't really sound like they're going after one person. It just doesn't make any sense to me if you look at the documents themselves.
But that's what that's what they say, right? That it was, that they were interested in one person, and then when they couldn't or didn't find what they wanted, they claim they stopped?
You know, we need to take everything they say with a huge grain of salt.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And not just what they say, but, I mean, you know, let's connect this to everything else that's going on right now. You know, when the Bush administration says that they don't need Congress's oversight and they don't need to go to court to get warrants to do NSA surveillance, they say that because they're only intercepting phone calls of terrorists. Well, is this their definition of terrorists? When you see the Thomas Merton Center in a document titled International Terrorism Matters, this is why we need a Congress that actually does oversight instead of just reading what kind of laws the administration is breaking in the New York Times and then passing a law later to make it legal. You know, we need a Congress that actually will do oversight, and the courts have to play a role here in reining in this abuse of power.
You know, one of the things that troubles me about this, and there are a lot of aspects that are troubling, but the idea of the word, you know, the description Muslim. So, in other words, in the FBI's eyes, is what they're saying is that if you're Muslim or if you're Islamic, that suddenly you're automatically labeled a terrorist or a potential terrorist?
You know, I'm going to read from this document right now. It says that there are more than a few Muslims and people of Middle Eastern descent among the regulars attending meetings at the Thomas Merton Center's East Liberty headquarters. What the hell is that doing in an FBI document? I mean, again, that is from late 2002, before the war, and it seems to suggest that just the fact that there are Muslims who are attending this peace group's meeting renders it an appropriate topic for an international terrorism investigation, and that really is quite shocking.
You know, really, not only is it shocking, and it is shocking, and we should demand better, but it's also stupid.
Yeah, well, and that's part of it. Again, I mean, I always wonder whether to play this as tragedy or farce, but you know, the FBI doesn't have unlimited resources. We know that. You know, the New York Police Department has more officers than the FBI has agents. And for their counterterrorism officials and officers to be spending their time looking at this stuff is such a colossal waste of resources. There are real threats for them to be working on. You know, not Greenpeace, not PETA, not the Thomas Merton Center, not the American Friends Service Committee, and so that's part of what makes this story sad, is that it really is, as you said, stupid and a waste of resources.
Yeah, it really is. Now, did the Pennsylvania office of the ACLU just decide one day, gee, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to file a FOIA and see what we come up with, or did somebody tip them off that this was going on?
Well, you know, it's a good question. We have now about 20 ACLU offices around the country, as well as the national office, have filed these requests on behalf of hundreds of individuals and groups. In each case, the individuals or groups had some reason to believe that they might have been the subject of FBI scrutiny, without knowing it for certain. And you know, and part of it is just the other kinds of groups that we know that have been surveilled. anecdotes of people being approached in their home or places of work by FBI agents and asked questions about planned protest activity around the political conventions, for example. I don't know specifically what the Thomas Merton Center suspected or why they did, but I can tell you that they were stunned to see their name in these documents the way that it appeared.
Now, there was a big article here in the Denver Post last Sunday by the Post business writer Christine Tatum about about FOIA and how to use FOIA, and I encourage everybody, you know, who has any kind of suspicion whatsoever that they may have been spied on or that they're being spied on, to file a FOIA request. It's not that hard to do. You simply have to write a letter and get it notarized, correct?
Yeah, no, it's quite easy to do. And then chances are you'll spend 6 months or a year or a year and a half forgetting about it, and then, you know, one day you'll get a phone call from someone in the bowels of the FBI saying that your number has come up, and, you know, that is if they have any documents at all. Otherwise, they'll just send you something saying that they don't. But look, this is a powerful tool, and it's much more important today than it ever has been. You know, ordinarily, you have congressional committees that do oversight of federal agencies. We simply don't have that. You know, the only two ways that we are getting information now about the administration are from leaks to the media and from our FOIA requests. You know, so much of what we know about the United States torture policy comes from the 90,000 documents that the ACLU has gotten in litigation over a Freedom of Information Act request, which we filed a year before Abu Ghraib. You know, this NSA story is a result of a revolt of mid-level bureaucrats at the NSA who couldn't believe the laws that were being broken, and their only way of reporting that was to call reporters to the New York Times. So these are interesting times, and it's going to take a long time to clean up.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, you know, this government has is really in reckless territory, and I think now more than ever people need to really make a, you know, consider joining the ACLU. Because the ACLU is more vital now, I think, than it's ever been. And thank God that, you know, that the ACLU files these FOIA requests.
Let me throw you a statistic. You know, our membership is higher than it's ever been. I think we have, you know, between 500,000 and 600,000 members of the ACLU right now. But the National Rifle Association has 4 million members. Now, I'm sure that there are people even who listen to this program and who support what we do, who haven't taken the time to send us the $20 check and
right.
get that wallet-sized card. And it really, really is important, not because we need your money, or not primarily for that reason, but really because the more numbers that we have, the more influence we can have in Washington. And, you know, that's already reflected in the growth in our membership, but I'd love to see us have 1 million or 2 million members.
Give your website out again so people can go and can join and find out more about the ACLU.
It's intuitive. It's www.aclu.org.
All right. You know what, Ben? Thank you so much for your work. Thank you to the ACLU. We are lucky to have you, and I urge everybody to go to the website, check this these documents out for themselves, then do the right thing, which is to join the ACLU. Ben, thank you so much for being here.
Jay, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. There's Ben Weisner, National Staff Attorney for the ACLU. And, man, we need the ACLU now more than ever. All right, open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about, anything we've covered this morning, anything new that you want to talk about. Justice Ginsburg has revealed details of a threat. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that she and former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor have been the targets of death threats from the irrational fringe of society. People apparently spurred by Republican criticism of the high court. You know what? Tom DeLay and John Cornyn, the senator from Texas, and also people like Ann Coulter ought to be ashamed of themselves. They really ought to be ashamed of themselves. And there's also Bush is standing in the polls, 33% in the Pew poll, 37% in the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. We have the largest operation going on in the Sunni Triangle since the 2003 invasion, with 1,500 troops, American and coalition, so they say, involved in this. There's plenty of things to talk about, and I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. So get off your half moons, and let's converse telephonically. 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, crews have done a good job of getting a couple late morning accidents out of your way. One southbound I-25 in the HOV lanes near 38th, so we're moving again there. Northbounder is also looking a lot better, approaching I-70 because of an earlier wreck there. Now in Golden, still seeing some trouble with a wreck on US 6 and 19th. Only one lane is getting through, so expect some heavy jams in the area. I-70 back up to speed between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and southbound 225 still a little slow as you head into the tech center. Around town, we're in pretty good shape on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The Turnpike recovering nicely through Broomfield and Westminster, and checking out the forecast. Sunny today, highs in the 50s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The madness is back. It's Tire Madness Month at Tires Plus. Now through April 1st, buy three select Firestone, Yokohama, or Continental tires and get the fourth free. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus. Denver's new home for low, low prices today and every day.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Do you suffer from heartburn? Are you all too familiar with that burning pain just above the stomach and behind the breastbone? If so, you're not alone. Approximately 15 million Americans experience heartburn on a daily basis. If left untreated over time, heartburn can damage the lining of the esophagus and cause more serious health problems than an occasional sleepless night. If you have frequent heartburn, you may be interested to find out about a research study being conducted in our community. Dr. John Goff and Western States Clinical Research are looking for volunteers to take part in a study of an investigational medication for heartburn. If you're over 18 and have had heartburn symptoms for at least 6 months, you may qualify to participate. All study-related office visits, study medication or placebo, lab work, and procedures are provided at no cost to participants. Compensation for your time and travel may also be available to qualified participants. For additional information, call 303-940-0909. That's 303-940-0909.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate. Advocate, right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
I am the port in the storm.
I am the line in the sand.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I am the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
One, two, three.
After 9, Wilson Pickett here. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies. One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, no apology from Senator Wayne Allard about comments that he made about Senator Russ Feingold. If you want to sign an online petition demanding an apology, which I did, I signed the petition, I sent an email to the senator, and also called his office in Washington. It's progressnowaction.org. They've got the petition. And I noticed the story today made the front page of the Denver Post, and it's all over the blogs about what Allard did. Congratulations to all of us in Colorado. Senator Wayne Allard has embarrassed us again. 303-713-7600, two lines open here. And somebody sent me an email, too, about Wayne Allard that said that Wayne Allard, and I don't remember this because I wasn't here for the full part of it, but that, and I was as disappointed as anybody was, and I'm sure you were too. When Bill Clinton got in trouble with that whole thing with Monica Lewinsky, You know, I was disappointed in him. Okay? I mean, I have to admit that. But Wayne Allard made a big point. Somebody sent me an email about this. The Wayne Allard made a big point about Clinton breaking the law. About this whole thing about alleged perjury and about Clinton breaking the law. Now suddenly, since Bush breaks the FISA law, suddenly that's okay with Wayne, and he uses national security as a way to get around this. Sad. Sad to be that way. You know, I don't understand how people can be that way. I don't understand how Wayne Allard can make these kind of allegations about Russell Feingold. And then, you know, on top of it, have one set of standards for Bill Clinton and have another set of standards for George W. Bush. I just couldn't be that much of a party loyalist. I just couldn't do it. And, you know, maybe Senator Wayne Allard ought to look at the polls, because you know what? The majority of Americans aren't buying what this administration is selling. Let's go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about Korea. You were being lambasted by some right-wing nutcase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it, and it seems to me that probably those people are not taking into account the very high probability that South Korea is not going to want to cooperate with us. It is well known, has like a dozen warheads and missiles that could reach all the way to Seattle, perhaps. So we're mostly out of it, out of range, but Korea is well within range of those nuclear warheads. And Seoul is only 40 miles from the DMZ. It just seems to me that it's very likely that the Koreans are going to say, you know, we don't want to get involved. The only way we can avoid losing a nuclear war is to not be involved.
Yeah, if I were sitting 40 miles away, I don't think I'd be so anxious for it either. But, you know, do you think this country really wants to get into it with North Korea? Because I don't think we really do.
Well, what do you mean this country?
I'm talking about the United States.
I know, but the people, the government, Congress.
The government. The government and the people. I'm both. I don't think, you know, at this point in the Bush presidency, number one, with these kinds of poll numbers and the midterms right around the corner, I don't think he could engineer that. That would be number one, because I don't think American people would buy it or stand for it. Number two, we are stuck. We are bogged down in Iraq. So where are we going to get the troop power to go ahead and pull that off? I mean, North Korea's got like a million-man-plus army. And I just don't think we want to go there. I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about the United States and, you know, I guess you could say the administration.
Well, I think the people would be appalled. I think the overwhelming majority of the people would be totally opposed to it. As far as the administration is concerned, obviously they have to wait till we get out of Iraq or until they institute a draft and massively expand the military, which I don't see on the horizon. I mean, I haven't heard anything from anybody saying that this government wants to double the size of the army in order to be able to take on two wars at the same time. So, yeah, you're right. It seems unlikely, but it's not going to be easy. And besides, we've already dealt with a nuclear power who had a huge army that we didn't want to really fight. It's called the Soviet Union, and it's gone now because the containment policy that we instituted, yeah, it took a long time, but eventually it worked.
Well, on the hit list, what would be the probable next stop, Iran or North Korea?
Well, both of them are beyond the capability of the American military to do alone.
Yeah, right now they are. But, you know, this administration now has got a fixation about Iran. But I'll say it again. I mean, I don't know how militarily we could ever go to Iran. I mean, we can't get things straightened out in Iraq. And, we're stuck. We're bogged down there. And we're now coming up on the third anniversary of it. March 19th will be the third anniversary. And the place is a virtual mess.
Total mess. In Iran, it's got, what, five times the surface area?
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like two or three times or four times more people, and a much bigger army, and it's all mountains.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It would definitely, this administration has got us in such a mess. But now, I think the majority of the American people realize that, look at these poll numbers. Yeah, how do conservative, how do right-wing talk show hosts get on and defend this administration is beyond me.
I mean, they obviously don't have any intellectual honesty.
I don't know. It'd be a very, very hard case to build. Hey, Steve, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, including, you know, if you want to go back and visit the military recruiting story on the high school campuses, we can do that as well. Whatever it is that may be on your mind. And I got three open lines, so you know what? Use them or lose them. Let's go to Richard in Black Forest. Richard, hi. You're on AM 760. Oh, if I can get one to go here. Here you go, Richard. Hi. You're on.
Hi. Good morning, Jay. A long-time listener. I'm a Republican and a registered Republican, but I didn't vote for Bush on this last go-around, so you have a Republican in your camp, it seems.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, one thing, I did serve 23 years in the military, and I was a recruiter. In those days, it was a volunteer-type thing, and it was during the Vietnam era, so I had to walk over war protesters to get into the high schools. But it's, you know, I don't think we're giving our kids enough credit for their intelligence, number one. I think, number two, we try to keep them children too long. Number three, I served in Vietnam with a 16-year-old kid who got drunk one night, and he said, "Sarge, please don't tell anybody, but I'm 16 years old." So, you know, I don't think that we're going to, I don't think the country's going to go down the tubes if we have recruiters on the high school campuses.
No, but you have to admit, a 16-year-old does not have the maturity and wisdom of, say, a 19 or 20-year-old.
No, he doesn't, or she doesn't, and it's a But at the same time, I think that it's I don't want to blame anyone, but whose fault is that? I think the parents don't try to.
Well, yeah, part of it's the parents' fault, but part of it's, you know, lack of years on the planet of life lived and experiences. I mean, you don't want to let a 16-year-old go out and experience, you know, the same kind of life that a 25-year-old or a 20-year-old or even an 18 or 19-year-old would experience.
No, but what's wrong with telling them about the military? And as a recruiter,
well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
And as a recruiter, that was our primary source in Vietnam. Secondary source was the draft, because many people didn't want to be drafted into the infantry. So they'd come see us when they get their draft notice and say, "Hey, look, I want to go into signal or ordnance or anything to keep me out of Vietnam," and we could accommodate them.
All right, let me ask you something vitally important, though. Would you let a 16-year-old sign up, though, for the military?
No, no. Number one, it's illegal. Number two, you know, not all 16-year-olds are like this one that I knew in Vietnam. And there's just too many things that get in the way of a 16-year-old. And quite frankly, sex was available over there, and this kid was constantly had VD. So, you know, did we want that?
No, I don't think we want that, but I think that I think the point you're making is kind of along the same lines of the point I'm making. I think that, you know, we should inform high schoolers about the military, and if most high schools have career days, and if you're going to have a career day, I mean, you got to invite the military, because for a lot of kids, you know, you got two classes of kids, I think, in this kind of a situation. You've got those kids, or two groups of kids, I should say. You've got those kids who want to go. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to be in the military. You've got other kids who look at the benefits that the military provides, and they look at it as being a financial, you know, support source and a way to get what they want, which ultimately may be to go to college or to do something else. So what's wrong with informing them of those options if they otherwise wouldn't have them?
One thing we can't do is look upon the military as just another career, and I think that's that we're doing this, and it's not like your ordinary job that you can go to 9 to 5 and quit when you want to and things like that. It's a commitment, but they sell it as a doggone job. I know I sold it myself as a job.
Yeah,
they can't do that, and the people who go into the military cannot go in there with that idea. And the idea that gays and women and strong 20-year-olds are physically, gays perhaps, are equal is wrong, because I would not want to. I think we should restrict the people who go into combat, because not all males can handle it. I was one of them when I first went over there. And I'd hate to see a physically weak person go into combat, no matter if they're male or female.
Yeah, what's wrong with a gay or a lesbian going into the military? I don't see where that's
predatory,
a problem.
Predatory practices, and I had my unit, and we were.
Yeah, but they used to use that argument too against women, and we've gotten past that, And I think we can get past, you know, the whole thing with gays and lesbians and the idea that gays and lesbians, and I think this is a propagated thing that the right wing pretty much does, which is that they want to have sex all the time. You know,
now, unless you've been in the military, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, then you know,
you're looking upon it as equal.
All right, you know,
I'm looking upon it as disruption of a military integrity.
All right, but you know what? I'm running out of time. Just answer me this real quickly. Then how do we get away with having women in?
We do it because we restrict them from going into combat, and we can keep them in jobs that are equal, don't require high physical upper body strength.
Okay, but what are you? But all right, but wait a minute. See, all right, hang on. We got to continue this. Hold
okay.
on, because I got to get. I got to get some kind of clarifications. Let me put you in the phone zone. 9:33, 27 minutes before 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We're doing okay around town. Looking a lot better on Highway 93, the diagonal on Foothills Parkway. The turnpike back up to speed as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And I-25 still a bit heavy in both directions for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Up on 225, slows into the Tech Center. And I-70 back up to speed between Wheatridge and Aurora. Looking at the forecast, going to see sun this afternoon. Highs in the 50s. We're at 41 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's National Trade-In Days at Golfsmith. Bring in your old clubs and you can receive 30.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Advanced Omega-3 Fish Oil Capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
9:34, 34 minutes past the hour on AM 760. Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Matching Down is back at Rockies, and it's back in a big, big way, up to $1,500. So if you got $1,500, Rockies matches it, and you got $3,000. If you got $1,000, they'll match it, and you got $2,000. If you got $500, they'll match it, and you got $1,000 down to put on one of the most fabulous selections of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Over 500 great cars on the lot. All set and ready to go. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And the selection, as I said, is just fabulous. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. Man, I don't have time to list everything that's out there. You just got to go check it out yourself. And speaking of checking it out, you can check out Rockies on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection. Pre-qualify for a car loan. It's right there. You can do it in the comfort of your office, your home, or wherever it is you access the internet. Your brother-in-law's house, your sister-in-law's house, well, wherever you go. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of doing business here along the Front Range. Go see my friends Tom and Marv Alshire. They're great guys, good friends of mine. Go see them. They'll take care of you. Spanky is out there. He's a great guy. Gerard Menard, they're all great people at Rockies, and they're there to make you happy. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But you know what? If you show up close to 8, if you get a yen to go look at a car and you show up close to 8, they're not going to throw you off the lot. They'll definitely take care of you because that's what they're all about. So they'll stay late if you come close to 8. Rockies Autos with passionate, friendly people who are there to make your buying experience a number one. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign out there. And occasionally on that electronic sign, every once in a while, my image pops up, along with a nice plug for AM 760, but don't let that stop you from buying. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Get out there and say hello to all the gang at Rockies.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh-baked power bagel? Unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Who's this, the Dave Matthews Band? Oh, Counting Crows. Excuse me, I'm just not that hip. I'm still listening to Tammy Wynette. 9:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 51, mostly sunny skies. All right, I got Richard on the line. It's open phones. And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, but I got Richard in Black Forest on the line. Okay, let me bring him back here. Now, I got confused here before we went into the traffic. If gays and lesbians can't be in the military or shouldn't be in the military because of predatory practices, then how do you have women and men serving together?
That's also a problem. And after they integrated the military, they did away with the Women's Army Corps in 1975. And with males and females in the same unit, and quite frankly, you know, and I know that I'm going, you know, this is anathema to anything that most Democrats and many Republicans think of, but quite frankly, a woman in a male unit is a potential victim, and there's so many cases of unreported rape, so many cases of rape itself, that it's that and of course romance. In fact, well, let me give you a little bit of an aside. I married a woman in the military myself. We had to keep it very quiet. So it does happen. However,
well, yeah, but a lot of things do happen.
Well, let me finish. Now here's the other part of it. I'm perfectly upfront and honest with you. As a senior non-commissioned officer, I could not forced this woman. It was beyond me because I saw her as a potential wife. I proposed to her when I was in the military. I couldn't make her do things that, and that's a fault of my own character. And I realized that. I would, you know, in other words, I tried not to give her preferential treatment, but it did happen. And it's when you have people that are who are emotionally involved. That is a problem. Having brothers in the same unit can be a problem because one will try to protect the other. Having sisters in the same unit the same way. A military unit, like I said, is not like working at 7-Eleven or GM or anything.
Well, yeah, but I understand that. But somehow we jump to, you know, romantic interludes in marriage from predatory behavior. Because what I found out in my 53 years on the planet.
Well, I'm 68, so I'm a little ahead of you.
But yeah, you are. But you know, I think it's a stereotype to endorse the idea that what gays and lesbians wanted, and the right wing does this on a continuing basis.
Where did this stereotype come from?
But what they want to do is they constantly want to have sex.
Well, once again,
heterosexuals don't.
Everybody wants to have sex.
Well, okay, but then you get into the idea. Well, not only a military unit, but you know, in any situation, then you get into the idea that. Yeah, we all have sexual drives. That's very, very true. But there are a lot of us who are able to control those urges. And then there are people that no matter where they are, whether it's the military or it's, you know, working at AM 760, they're not going to be able to control themselves.
Exactly.
And there are laws that are written to prevent people who can't control themselves. I mean, we got stuff going on every single day. Look at the woman, and I know this is a high-profile case, but I think it's worth pointing to. Look at this poor, beautiful woman in New York, who that bouncer at that bar, who's a sexual predator, he's working there, he takes her, you know, escorts her out of the bar, and then he brutally, you know, kills her and tortures her. I mean, you know, but there's a stereotype that, boy, you know, you're gay, well, you know,
Well,
you, you must always want to have sex.
You're looking at the military as an equal opportunity.
No, I don't think. You know what? I think. No, I'm not. I think that we should strive to have an equal opportunity situation, but I don't think that life is like that in all circumstances.
Well, I had a gay guy come on to me when I was in an intelligence outfit many years ago, actually on my second enlistment, and that encounter. Well, he, you know, I pushed him off, and he went and found some more people who were receptive. Several people who were receptive. And because they asked him, well, who did you have sex with and who did you attempt to? So he named me. So you know what they did to me? I had a top secret security clearance. They put my security clearance on hold for 6 months while they did it. So my unit lost my my analytical ability at that time, and because I was an analyst, and they lost that ability for 6 months. And once again, that's wrong. You're compromising a military unit.
Yeah, but still,
for the sake of equal opportunity.
Yeah, but I think we all have those stories. I mean, I can give you an example of where I go to a company Christmas party with my wife Mary. We're on it's some outdoor place in Northern California. We're on some train ride. The general manager is on the ride. He's drunk, and he's coming on to my wife in front of me. I mean. You know, this is this is just entering the age of where that kind of stuff was actionable in court. But, I mean, I think we've all been in those situations. But does that mean, you know, I guess what I'm trying, here's what I'm trying to say to you, Richard, I guess to cap this. What I'm trying to say is, it's very difficult to wage a coherent argument by anecdote.
Yes.
That's really tough to do because once we start, and we all do it. I do it. Everybody does it.
Sure.
But once we start getting into antidotes, what ends up happening is everybody's got an antidote. See what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, Jay, I don't think you'll change my mind on this, and I know I won't change yours. But I'd like to say this: as a registered Republican, I am disavowed with that. I'm disappointed with that president. I'm against this war, and that's what turned me against it. I don't listen to right wing radio. I listen to you, Al Franken and Ed Schultz in the afternoon until NPR comes on. So I like you. I love your audience. They're great folks, and you have me as a listener. Believe me.
Well, hope to meet you in person someday.
Me too.
All right, Richard. Thank you a bunch.
You're welcome.
Call again.
Okay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up here 9:44:16 in front of 10 o'clock. On AM 760, and it's open phones here with the bad Jay Marvin and the bad Bailey and the bad John Turk. All right, so I lost my cool with one guy this morning. You know, I'm just like that on occasion. You know, it happens to all of us. All right, but I love you. I'm glad you're here. And we'll take more of your calls coming up.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still a little bit slow coming out of the tech center, and I-25, always the last spot to get back up to speed. So it's taking a few extra minutes to get to the downtown area, but no major delays right now. The rest of the highway system is looking good. I-25 south coming down from the downtown area in good shape. No problems on I-70 or on 225. C-470 looks pretty good as you make your way across Highlands Ranch. And the trip to and from Boulder on the Turnpike is in good shape at the moment. Forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy. Not as windy as it was yesterday, thank goodness. High around 50. Partly cloudy tonight, low 26. Partly sunny, 55 for tomorrow. But rain and snow in the forecast for the weekend. Right now it's 39 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
To AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go.
How many
diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
He said, since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. President James Madison. Hello, I'm Nina Else, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall, 32 Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
New year, new vision, new you. Take advantage of our 25th anniversary at Spivak Vision Center and save $1,000 on the vision of your dreams. Call 303-C-2020 and start living the LASIK dream. That's 303-C-2020.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Makes you want to go to Vegas. 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 51, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Joyce in Lafayette has been hanging on. Joyce, hi, you're on the program. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Joyce.
Jay, first of all, I want to tell you I love your show.
Oh,
I love you. You are great.
Thank you.
Really great. First, I want to tell you, Wayne Allard is a waste of time. He really is. He's just a rubber stamp for the administration. You know, if George says jump, he says how high.
Yeah, but there's no excuse for what he said and did about Russell Feingold.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I've called Senator Salazar. I've called Wayne Allard's office. I've called Russ Feingold's office to tell him that I think he is a wonderful American, that he's courageous, and I think his state is very lucky to have him. But that's not exactly why I called. Two things. First, I would like you to keep on reminding people that Tuesday night is caucus night, and you got to get out there. It's very important. We need to let our voices be heard. That's the first thing.
Okay.
And the second thing is that yesterday you had a caller who talked about Bill Ritter saying that, you know, we as Democrats can't just focus on the one issue of abortion, and I am pro-choice, and I know that Bill is not, but I have had many conversations with him. I heard him speak in Boulder. He came to Boulder. He has no intentions of overturning Roe v. Wade. He says it's law of the land, and he said if it ever came to his desk, which if we keep a Democratic House and Senate, we don't have to worry about, but he said he would turn it over to the voters of the state.
Well, you know what? I have no trouble supporting Bill Ritter. I'm going to support him 100%.
Great.
And, yeah, let's keep the state legislature Democratic, and then we have nothing to worry about.
Right, and that's what everybody has to remember. We've got to keep the state, the House and the state legislatures, and then we've got to get Bill in there because we do not want another Republican running this state.
Oh, Lord knows if it turns out to be Flight Suit Bob.
Oh, I know. Well, hopefully between the two of them, they'll really do themselves in.
I wonder, Bob Beaupre's feelings. I wonder what his feelings now are about George W. Bush, considering Bush's poll numbers.
I don't know, you know, but they all rubber stamp, you know, whatever he says. Yes, 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 you know, amen.
All right, Tuesday night, caucus night, and vote for Bill Ritter. I'm with you.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Call anytime, Joyce.
Keep up the great work. We love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let's go to Jim. I'm sorry, Jim in Loveland, who's been hanging on. Jim, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hey, you know, I heard George Martin one time say that it was uncanny how right the Beatles were for what they chose to do. And I think the same thing is true with you and radio. I mean, you have the greatest radio voice I've ever heard.
Oh, well, you know what? You're hallucinating, but that's okay. I love you anyway.
Hey, I like hallucinations. Anyway, I was wondering about this Feingold thing. I'm a little worried because, and I want to get your take on this. I guess until I hear specifics of exactly what exact times there were that Bush was illegally... wiretapping or spying on American citizens without them being suspected of being involved internationally with terrorists, that I'm just worried that the Democrats might, again, overplay their hand on this.
Well, first of all, I don't think they're going to overplay their hand because there's only two Democrats that have signed on to it that I know of, Barbara Boxer and Tom Harkin of Iowa. That's number one. Number two, you can see a copy of it, I believe, on Russ Feingold's website.
Mm.
And... you know, the time that the spying went on, you know, I can't remember the exact date now, but if you go and Google it, it appears, a rough sketch of the times appears in the original New York Times article that that came out that broke it, and also the Washington Post carried a similar article, so you can Google under the Washington Post as well.
Mm. Yeah, because I'd really like to look at that, because I just...
But, you know, the main thing is that the two things that are going on here is number one, okay, the spying itself, he broke the FISA law. That's number one. Then the other thing is he lied about it. He lied to us.
How did he break the FISA law?
Because he never went and got any warrants. And the FISA law says you can do the spying up to 72 hours, but you must go to a FISA court and get a warrant. One of the judges of the FISA court quit in protest because he hadn't gone to the FISA court. He has plainly and completely broken the law. It's amazing that Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, you know, refuses to see this. The guy's a lawyer, so, you know, I don't know. That's a sad commentary. And the other thing...
Well, look at this lawyer on the Massawi case. You know, just because he's a lawyer doesn't mean he's competent. But how come more Democrats aren't getting on board then?
You know, I think it's an interesting question because I think that they fear... I think Feingold is right. They cower to the Republicans because they fear being labeled extremists. And you know what I think? I think this. I think that you know, that if you take a stand, that even if that stand is wrong, or, I mean, if you come forward and say, hey, this is what I think, this is what I feel, people are going to respect you a hell of a lot more than if you take no stand at all.
But you've got to have evidence, though.
Well, but I think the evidence is there. I mean, the evidence that the spying was going on was there because it was mid-level bureaucrats inside the NSA that tipped off the New York Times and that the Washington Post. I mean, the guy who wrote this in the New York Times, he didn't just, and I can't think of the reporter's name now, and he has a book out, which I read, and, you know, I also can't think of the name of the book or him, but he didn't just make this up out of whole cloth. I mean, he's got sources, and...
Why do you think, I'm just curious, what would be Bush's or anyone in the administration motivation to spy on people?
Well, for two reasons. Number one, because they believe in
the... like the Nixon enemies list thing? Or, I mean...
No, here's what they think. They think, and Cheney and these guys are veterans of the Richard Nixon years, they believe that the presidency was seriously eroded through Watergate, and they believe in the imperial power and the unitary power of the presidency, and they want to reinforce that and take it back. So that's number one. And number two, you know... I mean, they believe that the president has the power to do it, and this is their idea on how to combat terrorism and these terror what they describe as these terrorist threats, and basically they think that the presidency has enough power to overrule the FISA law, that has enough power to overrule the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, that has enough power to overrule Article 2 of the Constitution. And you know something? All you got to do, look, don't believe me, do this. Go Google the Bill of Rights, go look it up, go read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, see what the Fourth Amendment says about oath or affirmation. It's there in black and white. The Founding Fathers did not put any ifs, buts, and ands behind it.
Yeah.
That's breaking the law. And then, you know, plus getting in front of the public and saying, oh, well, you know, if you wiretap, and I believe he did this in Buffalo, New York, and I can't remember if it was 2004 or 2000, and getting in front of the public and saying, well, you know, anytime you wiretap, you need a warrant. And then it turns out that he doesn't go out and get a warrant. He does it without a warrant. That's lying. He's lying to the public.
Well, was that just a mistake, an oversight?
No, not when it's repeatedly and not when it's willfully done and not when you stand up and go, well, I did it, so what, tough. I have the right to go ahead and do it because I believe in the unitary power of the presidency. You can't sit, no president, I don't care who it is, Democrat or Republican, you can't sit there and overrule a law, the FISA law from 1978. You can't just avoid the law because you don't like it. You can't sit around and go to the Fourth Amendment, well, we don't care about the Fourth Amendment, forget it. We can ignore that. You can't do that. That's dictatorship. You can't get away with that.
And again, I plead ignorance, but I mean, I know, what's the difference between what he did and some of the stuff, some of the surveillance stuff Clinton was doing?
Because Clinton got warrants. Go check it out. Go read the news. Go back and do research.
Right.
Clinton got warrants. Okay?
All
Thank
right.
you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. It's open phones, 4 hours of it tomorrow morning. And thanks so much for being part of the program. Certainly do appreciate it. Al Franken is next.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88. Or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com. Because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com.